talented.
Takima.
Blog Talk Radio.
Nice Kimaran, just to get the girls once more.
And we don't want to be hooked up.
Yeah, just
no,
casual.
I haven't drunk anything all day. I'm just going to take a little tiny, just to
can relax. You pass me the cranberry, please?
Girl, don't drink too fast. We're on the podcast.
Careful, I'm
not even going
to. Can you pass me the cranberry juice? Thank you.
And then we have no links, Walt?
No.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast. Today, it's Call-In Friday, man, with some lovely ladies, man, with some recognizable faces, I guess you would say.
Fun Friday, man.
Fun Friday. What the fuck?
And some old faces, 600K party.
Yeah, talk about that, man. Come on, man.
What, man?
All right,
put your shoes on outside. You don't got to put them on in here.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Fresh Fit Podcast. After our edition, we're joined 6 lovely ladies. Today's the call-in show. It's Friday. So quick announcement, guys, before we get into the show.
Patreon.com/FreshFit. We did a fire-ass interview. Yo, we can't get clips of that, right?
We probably can.
Okay, cool.
But I don't know if we could. We won't disclose who it is yet, right?
Yeah, we won't.
You guys are going to see. It's going to drop very soon. Another big YouTuber just did a collab, did an interview with them. So it'll drop here soon. When it comes out, guys, we'll make sure to let y'all know. We'll post the links all over the place, and I'll let you guys know. But anyway.
Zoom calls.
Earlier in the month, patreon.com/FreshFit. Get us on there, guys. Go ahead and get all the fitness, finances, dealing with girls, all that shit. Patreon.com/FreshFit. Exclusive content you can't get anywhere else that isn't safe for YouTube. So that's number one. Number two, check us out on, Anchor,
Spotify.
Fucking Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, every single platform you guys listen to podcasts. We are there. Check us out over there. Chris, can you shoot?
Yes, sir.
And then on top of that, guys, also get the merch. FreshFitPodcastStore.com. Get the hoodies and t-shirts. FreshFitPodcastStore.com. Also, check out our clips channel, FreshFit Clips. You don't got time to watch the full podcast. Go ahead and check out the bite-sized portion. Between 5 to 20 minutes long, depending on where it may be. We post 2 clips per day on there. And also check us out on the main channel because we post 1 clip on this channel as well. So if you really enjoy those clips, subscribe to that channel. Get us to 200K on that one, guys. We're almost there. And then also Fresh has a vlog channel.
So, guys, for behind the scenes, man, if you want to see live streams with some girls and some celebs as well, and then what we do in our daily lives with traveling, yacht parties, all that stuff, check out the vlog channel. 100K on the way. Let's go.
All right. And then, Chris, what about you?
Shout out to the merch game, by the way. It's Friday. 600K on YouTube. Don't mug for you guys. Follow me, Aaron Poston, on Twitch. I will go live on Twitch later on tonight and tomorrow. So let's make it happen. And we got to go. And ladies, DM me, Aaron C. Poston, if you want to come on to our show. Don't flake, because you flake, get the X. And if you have photos on your page, make sure I can see it. If not, then, I can't invite you to the show.
Cool. And then, Mo, you got an announcement, right?
Yep. Big Mo's in the building.
Yo, man, you got a special announcement to make, so hold on.
Go.
First of all, you guys are kings and you guys are the prize, first of all. Mm-hmm. Yes, so I'm actually down to 4-8.
Gay. Oh, sorry, my finger slipped.
I'm down to 4-8-1. And the other announcement is... for a long time, my pant size has always been between 62 and 64, but for the first time in a long time, I am now down to 60.
Yes, you passed.
I walked in the studio. Myra was like, new pants. I'm like, oh, this whole thing. I'm like, nah.
Can you stand up?
No.
What? Hey, pause.
We'll get
fresh.
Flagged. We'll get flagged.
Okay, no, yeah, the camera is in wide angle on that one.
But it does look like a smaller pants size.
Yeah. But they never see his pants anyway.
Yeah. I mean, they
might see it in the vlog, though. Yeah, just doing
the vlog. It's
fine.
But, okay.
So, but no, man, dude, that's fantastic. Want to make sure y'all see that, man. He's losing the weight, man. Because
so
I told you guys,
do a twirl.
Because I'll tell you guys this: when I first met Mo and he got off the elevator, what was the first words I told you, Mo?
God damn it, you fatty shit, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was the first thing I said, bro. And he's losing the weight. I told him, like, bro, it's unacceptable if you're gonna be on this team being a fat piece of shit. We need to lead by example. We can't be mediocre ourselves if we're gonna, you know, help guys become better versions. We're all gonna improve together. So, hey, man, over here, we walk it like we talk it, bro. We don't need to talk shit about other content creators while they imitate and try to replicate. And then in this case,
while
we're losing weight.
While they hate, we create, buy real estate, and we losing weight.
There we go,
okay.
Baby. We're talking improvement over here.
I'm not going to hold you. You can't be fatter on my rim for long.
Yeah.
He's going to tell you, if you're too big.
I'm going to roast you. I'm going to roast you. Like, they want to take all these clips and say, Myron, you're a misogynist, Myron, you're an asshole, blah, blah, blah. I wish they took the clips of when I talk to the dudes and tell them they're fucking losers or they're fat or whatever it is. Like, I go way harder on the men than I do on the women. Like,
yeah.
But hey, no one gives a fuck. It is what it is. Like, it's a foreign concept to, like, you know, criticize women nowadays.
And,
but that's go ahead.
And of course, for video reactions, you guys can DM me at BigMo_BITW. That is BigMo_BITW. And don't forget the memo to believe in Big Mo, because that is the MO.
We're going to get Mo down to, like,
hold on,
200 pounds.
I want to say this too. All y'all laughing at Big Mo, watch it. He's gonna steal your girl.
Yep.
Still be big.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, we gonna get him down. We're gonna get him down to around 200 pounds, guys.
Watch.
So watch. So don't worry. We got a lot of work,
girl, man.
We got a lot of work cut out ahead of us, but it's gonna be good. And he's already losing pant size, so that's huge. All right, cool. So introduce the lovely ladies.
So ladies, give us your name, your age, what you do for a living, current dating status, and also education level so far. And we'll start right here.
And Lee, yeah.
And your body count.
Yeah. I'm not saying that.
Welcome back,
Lena. I'm not going to work on this one, Chris. They've been here before.
Welcome back.
Damn, I've tried.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, I'm Lena. Follow me, Lena Bay. I'm 24. I keep forgetting my age.
Stupid.
I'm an entrepreneur. And I live in North Miami.
How do you spell it?
Don't do that. I said it correctly the last time I was here. I did. I really did. Right now I'm a little tipsy, and I don't want to spell it wrong. That's about it. That's the question.
Dating status, and then
I am single and
education level.
Some college. We'll go back soon, but yeah.
Cool.
We got to make a new rule. You can't drink. You can't pregame before you come here.
Yeah.
Why not? It's I don't know. I feel loose when I drink.
Okay.
Not
well,
like
at least
that.
You,
not
you guys,
like that. Not like that.
You guys heard her. You guys heard it from her, bro. We know. A lot of people are like, oh, you just got the girls drunk, and I'm like, bro, no, we fucking don't, man. Like a lot of time, girls be coming here lit, man. So,
we tell them don't drink.
Yeah. So if you guys want to confess your undying love for her tonight, if she lit, she might tell you the truth.
Ahead,
who knows?
Go ahead.
She's single.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, my name is JoJo. You guys can follow me on Instagram, JoLove77. I am 31. I know I don't look like it.
Wait, 31?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I am also an entrepreneur. I am also a dental assistant going back to school for dental hygiene. And I am in a relationship.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you say entrepreneur, what do you do?
Makeup. I bake. I make cupcakes, treats for, like, different parties.
Okay.
Oh, you can bake.
Lit.
Bake. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it's like a side thing that you do as well with the hygiene and stuff. Cool. All right.
Welcome.
Thank you. Hey, y'all. My name is Dollface.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, for real.
I'm 31.
Wait, 31?
Yeah. I'm a nurse.
Wait, nurse?
Yeah.
Right.
Deja vu.
I feel like we did this year somewhere. Like, yesterday. Yesterday,
right.
Part two.
What else? I'm a makeup artist on the side. It's my side hustle. And my highest level of education is 2 years college, and I'm singlish.
Singlish, I like that. Oh, yeah, well, you're in school right now, right? So you're
going back to school.
You're going back. Okay, and then Lena, what was your highest level of education completed?
Some college.
Okay, cool. All right, well, welcome back. I know the people loved you after yesterday's show, man. That was some
fire.
Fucking craziness.
Yeah, I'm so accountable. Good job, man.
Public drills and holes.
Yeah.
The whole,
God damn it.
Yeah, you guys,
new merch.
You guys saw yesterday's episode, bro. Losing a bunch of brain cells on that one, man. Oh, man. So,
Lord.
Shout out to Dahl for helping us out. Yo, guys, if you guys, you know, I'll just make the announcement. She's part of the team, guys. She's been helping us out behind the scenes quite a bit. And you guys really don't know a lot of the girls that, like, you know, come on the show. You guys see them all the time or whatever. Yo, they do a lot of things where they help us out behind the scenes, man, whether it's, like, getting other girls, putting out a good word for us, whatever it is, you know, because Miami's a very small city, man, and, you know, you're only as strong as your network, man. Your net worth is directly tied to your net worth is directly tied to your network. So shout out to Dolph for helping us out. And, you know, stand beside us and, you know, understanding that, you know, sometimes there's some fuckery and you got to check it from a female perspective, man. So thanks for that.
These girls do add value.
They do. They definitely do, man. So that's what you guys want. So shout out to you. And, you know, me and her disagree on a bunch of shit. But, hey, you know, when you see some Cloud World shit, you know, that was ridiculous yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Fresh.
Huh?
It's what?
Catherine Acosta Weeks. Walter, babe, I folded your underwear and ironed your turtleneck for the club tomorrow. I will text you when I leave the
no.
Yim.
Oh,
love you, XOXO.
The turtleneck.
What is that?
The
Yim.
Okay, baby. She white, so it's true.
Okay,
it was a turtleneck.
What's wrong?
Listen,
yo,
man. I can't. Man, y'all don't leave me alone, man. I'm trying to chill, bro. Like, man, bro. Y'all the top niggas. Y'all are funny, bro. Y'all are funny.
Did someone say something about
yim?
The yim? Because I'm definitely interested in the yim.
Oh,
no?
The yim.
All right, I'm going to head out then.
All right, Maya, you're next.
Listen, man. Keep going.
All right, Maya.
Hey, everybody. It's Flo Jams, a.k.a. Maya, a.k.a. SJ. I completed a few years of college. Was thinking about going back, actually, tomorrow.
Maya, are those grills?
Yeah,
oh, shout out to Gleeful Grills. To be honest, I ran into Gleeful Grills through 100K when they came here with Hot Boy. So shout out to Fresh and Fit. This is why this is my mouth.
Hey, there we go. We got some grills. You are
Florida.
So Florida right now. We just went from high-end class to Section 8 in 2 seconds. Fantastic. I love it.
Damn.
All right. Just kidding. Shannon, Section 8, guys.
Fun fact.
She's actually an accountant by night, right?
Yo, fun fact.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I do taxes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Fun fact. I had a pair
Shannon
of
dummy, guys.
Grills as well back in the day. When I first came to Miami.
You did?
Yeah. It was definitely
you got
a
stupid
golden screen, if you know what I mean.
All right. Could you imagine?
Wait,
bro, hold on. Let me get, hold on. Stop the fucking show. You had grills and your stutter was worse back then?
It was.
Bro.
Look, it was bad,
you
bro.
You can barely talk now with nothing in
it
your mouth.
Bad. But you know why? It was all the talking.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's it.
Right,
yeah,
God,
this nigga, bro. Like this nigga stutters now. Could you imagine him reading the super chat with grills in?
The chef bro was said, "Well, the stutter was one."
Like, bro, yo, that shit was hilarious. You read that chat yesterday? And listen, I had too much water in my mouth. That's what it was, bro. It was water in my mouth.
Niggas in the chat were like, L Fresh, nigga can't read, blah, blah, blah. I ain't gonna lie, you guys are fucking funny, bro. Every time this dude studies and reads the super chats, I already know what time it is. You guys are just ready at the fucking chat, like, yo.
Listen, man, this is the best chat on YouTube, bro. Shout out to y'all.
It is. Y'all make fun of me, too. Fuck it, man. You guys make fun of everybody.
Listen, being a walking L, you learn a lot, man.
Mm.
This is true.
Shout out to y'all.
It is true. Mm-hmm. And I know someone in the chat is going to say it. Yes, guys, he is not wearing a shirt once again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's all. He does it on purpose. So, all right.
Wait, Maya, dating status?
Oh.
Hmm?
Oh, she got somebody?
No.
Oh, you single? Ish.
I'm working
nope.
on it. I'm working on it.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, did you find him from the show?
Stop the cap.
okay, sure. Yeah.
I know it is. He phoned you from the show and then pulled up on you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, there we go.
But cool. And then college or school?
I'm going to college for 2 years, then graduate, thinking about going back tomorrow.
Going back tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Like going to school tomorrow and enrolling tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right.
You going to go with the grills?
to class, but not to sign up.
Okay.
Smart.
You should have signed up. Like,
smart.
Hey, man.
Hey, let me in your school, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
I'm trying to
be dumb. We outside.
Yo, and real quick, guys, we're going to put the number up on the screen real fast. Chris, let's throw that number up. The number to call into the show, guys, start filing in now. 515-605-9740. Am I right? Let's see here.
Guys, we hit 600K, man. Shout out to y'all, man, for the support.
Yes.
We're 601K now, so we're going up even more.
We're gaining about 1,000 subs a day, man. It's fucking lit, man. Thank you guys so much for the support.
Really?
And, you know, for all the haters out there, y'all are buying subs. We're actually not. Like, well, I don't know why people say that. If you look at our views actually correlate with the subs. Like, we put out, like, 8 videos a day.
And trust, you can see when someone buys subs.
You can tell.
By the chart.
Go on Social Blade. You'll see it.
We know a lot of creators that do, but we don't.
Yeah, bro. Like, and here's the other thing, too. You can't fake views.
Yep.
So if you look at our views,
you buy subs, some channels you can tell the views are down compared to subs. That means they bought subs.
Yeah, man. So, guys, I mean, if you look at our views, that tells you everything. We're averaging between 18 to 20 million views a month, guys, which is a fuck ton, like, for a channel our size. There's channels that have millions of subs that can't even do that. So, you know, and I know some of you, well, some of your videos don't get 100K, blah, blah, blah. You guys got to remember, we put out like 2 to 3 videos a day, and then, let's be honest, you guys don't care about making money and getting in shape or shit like that. You guys want to see titties a lot of the time. So our self-improvement stuff, that does really well too. But obviously, you guys like these nighttime shows, which is fine. You know, it is what it is. You guys like to see real-time education and interact with us and the ladies and all the craziness that happens at night time, which is cool. But, you know, you guys should check in on the daytime shows because, you know, we give you guys a lot of sauce on like building up your credit, making money, getting in shape, learning how to date women. We break down stuff. And actually tonight, really important announcer, by the way, we're going to have an episode with Coach Red Pill, and we're going to break what the hell is going on in Ukraine right now, guys. As you guys know, he's actually there. He was in Kiev. He's been running around all over Ukraine. He was there during the invasion, and we're going to have a very base conversation on what the hell is really going on there. He's going to give some information that no one else has really covered on any of the mainstream media outlets. And, you know, this is not a political channel and podcast. But, guys, when there's world events like this, you know, where there's going to be serious potential global consequences, you need to know what the hell is going on.
Yep.
Because this is going to affect the financial market. It is going to affect the real estate market, the stock market, everything, which
even
is going to affect
the data
market.
Yes. Well, so.
Yes. We're going to talk about how this conflict affects the sexual marketplace. That's actually on my list of questions. So, guys, stay tuned for that. It's going to be at 1 a.m. in the morning. Yes, we're not. It's not incorrect. That is definitely – it's going to be 1 a.m. tonight, which is technically, you know, the next day. But the reason why is because in Ukraine, they're 7 hours ahead, you know, so that's the only time that we can do it, which is more proof that he's actually there. I don't know why. So, he's not really there, bro. He's been there for years. he's been there for a long time. So that's going to be at 1 a.m. And, yeah, so let's continue on. But, yeah, that number, 515-605-9740. Again, guys, it's 515-605-9740. The Mavs are going to put it in the chat as well. So call to the show.
Shout out to the Mavs,
if you want to cut the list, go ahead and put the last 4 digits of your number, super chat it in, and we're going to prioritize that. And then we'll go back to regular, and then we'll go back and forth that way. So if you want to cut the line, super chat in, and we'll go off that. Okay, who's next?
Hi. I'm back. It's Stoner, a.k.a. Six Stoner. If you guys remember, they deleted my Instagram. So my new Instagram is Thick, T-H-I-K-K, period, Stoner, 420. I had to add the 420.
Okay, so we're confused.
Yeah. What else?
Age?
24. I'm an entertainer.
And dating status?
I'm in a relationship, and I have sugar daddies.
Okay, keeping it real.
The best life.
And then highest education level complete?
High school, but I went to a really good high school. I went to High School of Economics on Finance on Wall Street. So.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
But so you lived in the city for a while?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was born and raised in New York.
Okay. Cool. Welcome back. What about you?
Hey, guys. I'm Hortine. I'm 25 years old. From Miami, Florida, and
I paused.
I was waiting.
The name's coming.
I was waiting, but no.
No, you're
okay,
fine.
No, holy. From Miami, Florida, and I own my own swimmer line, HA Swims. I'll be relaunching this year, so stay tuned.
And she had a shoot today, right?
Oh, yes, I did. I had a content shoot for my swimmer line and also for just my digitals for Miami Swim Make this year. So fingers crossed. I get
model,
this.
You go, girl.
Fingers crossed.
All right.
It's in white.
So where are we at here? Okay. So Williams, $10. It really amazes me they don't see what Kim K is. She's an opportunist who lucked out with a Taboo mixtape with R&B royalty and jumped in a relationship with USC royalty the Reggie Bush who replaced her too. That's very true. And that goes back to the conversation we had yesterday about like Kim K.
Yeah.
The Mandalorian. Yeah, to be honest, she proves that Myron says all the time with high value men and how they can make a woman because forget Paris Hilton, sex tape destroyed her career. Yep. $10. Reality Stone. Heard that y'all apparently don't go down on a woman. Just wanted to say from my experience and statistically speaking, women get intoxicated with guys who know how to treat them right downtown. And that's from Reality Stone. Well, that's good for you, my friend. We don't have to do that shit. Mandalorian, congratulations, my friend.
I will say, though, if it's like my girl I'm talking to and it's like the connection is there and that's like my chick, I'll do it. But not like a random chick. So.
Yeah. Well, if ain't thick nasty, okay, and that's from The Mandalorian.
Oh, shit.
$2, Reality Stone. Again, don't believe me. Ask the woman about foreplay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, buddy. It doesn't matter what you think.
So, yeah, I said it's like, okay, bro, like, what the fuck? Venom, 233. I thought Thick Stoner was banned from the show. Y'all cool now? She going to tell her side of the story. If your apartment gets touched with a white glove, would it still be white? Find out on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. All right, we'll address that here in a second. Dark Itachi, 83. FNF Gang, BBC Gang, we here. Shout out SJ, Dope as Shake. Thick Stoner looking like an 18-wheeler Mack truck, okay? That's from the Chapro. Bradley, hey, Myron, are you left-handed or ambidextrous? I am left-handed when it comes to writing, but it's weird because I do like, you know, I shoot a basketball and throw a football with, like, my right hand, so it's just strange. And I shoot with my right hand, too, but I write with my left. So I would consider myself left-handed, but not ambidextrous because I can't do both for everything. Did you read that new One Piece chapter? Kaido going crazy. He truly is the strongest creature, goddamn.
It's funny, man. I don't ever read manga like that anymore. I just watch YouTubers like Anime Balls Deep to get like the insight. But yeah, man, Kaido is a beast, bro. Legend in One Piece.
Shout out to Anime Balls Deep.
His name is what? Gato?
Kaido.
Kaido.
Oh, okay.
Kaido.
All right. Michael Meestroke, it's all about Dragon Ball Z. Fuck you guys. Number one podcast in the world. Thanks. Trash. Thank you. King Life, shout out to DJ Snake and Rick Ross for the S on Run It. What?
Shout out?
Yeah.
On Reddit?
Yeah, I probably got
shouted out. Shout out to... Oh.
I think King Life knows something that we don't.
Yeah,
I'm confused, bro. Yeah, clarify. Hit up Chris on the side. Norma Powell, a lot of hair hatted hooligans out tonight. This nigga, bro. Single mom over here. I used to get triggered. Now I get checked. Thanks, guys. You are the best dating podcast. Much love from California. And that's from KDJ. Okay.
Shout out to you.
Cool. Damn, nice. Myron Misogyny Gaines, thank you so much. Had a nice cappuccino to make my day, and now I have to hear all this cappiness tonight. I want my rights back, okay? And then Devon Trevor Smith, we're live, baby. Congratulations on the 600K subs. FNF fam, I love the channel. And then we got a regional. Lena, baby, stop staring at me like that, though.
She's doing it again.
All right. Well, she always stares at the screen, guys, so don't feel special. She's like one of the worst offenders of this.
No.
And we got Wayne, 100 bucks. I've been watching the CRP Daily vlog from Ukraine. His take will be different from the mainstream media. Here's a little donation for content that no one else has. Thank
Thanks,
you so
man.
Much, man. I appreciate that shit. I mean, yeah, bro. We definitely know that it's going to be controversial and it could get taken down. But who knows, man? We're going to put it out anyway, bro. We ain't scared. We're gonna give you guys the content that you guys want that everyone else is scared to give you guys. We've been through much worse. This isn't a big deal. We've been trying. How many times did they try to cancel us now at this point?
Most of the time.
Like six.
In total, eight. From everything, like, 7 times?
Yeah. So it's okay. This won't be no different. Precious BBC, 600K. This calls for celebration, and I know the perfect way to celebrate. Yes, I'm looking at you, Dollface. You are my prize for tonight, Pinky. Fresh, make a move, my brother, for that island-on-island connection.
You know he only likes white girls.
What?
If you ain't white, you ain't right.
Listen, man. I love my black queen. What are you talking about?
Manny Fresh, okay. And then we got $5 from Downstroke. Fresh got the Death Row Records outfit down pack, and he looked like the chef from South Park.
Children!
Hello, children.
Hello, children.
Yo, yeah.
Man.
No.
Okay. What the fuck? This nigga, bro. Yo, you guys are weird, bro. Okay, this dude Bright's like going crazy. Okay, we got the number for Joshua Deal. Y'all need Big Mo. He is a good example from being a fatty to being on the road to fit. Let's go, Mo. Absolutely. I'm back, bitch. Don't spill my cups. And that's from Split Stoner.
Spit Stoner.
Okay. Okay, so someone already made a profile with you. Okay.
All right.
Big Free, 58, $10. Thank you so much. Tim T-Man?
Simeon Holy Grails Co.
Okay.
Love the show. You guys keep it real. Just out here trying to build my business from the ground up. Everyone check out Instagram, Timino Holy Grail CO on Instagram.
Okay. Here's Sim. Before Little Bob, the next before Little Bob, the girl next to Fresh is gorgeous and has a great smile. And shout out to Big Mo. Congrats, man. You want to drive your IG?
Thank you. Lena May.
Send your dick pics there.
Yes.
So Randolph, congratulations to Fresh and Fit. Keep grinding. $2 to Chapro. Big Mo, I need that 60-inch waist on my neck.
Whoa.
Yeah, this nigga, bro.
What?
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to hold you.
What the fuck?
The gay bro.
Shout out Lena Bay, my favorite entrepreneur. This nigga, bro. I'm
so
entrepreneur.
Funny. So funny.
You love Chris. I know. Pause. Michael Mistro.
Hey,
my girl Lena back, always looking AF. I think he means good AF. And silent. Okay. That's from Duncan No Donuts.
Thank you.
Yo, these fucking names, bro. All right, let's hit the phone lines first. Let's hit the phone lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hit the phone lines.
All right, cool. Let's go with 1360.
All right, 1360. Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast. You're live with Myron Gaines, Fresh, and the girl.
What it do, bro?
What's going on, guys? Can y'all hear me?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Loud and clear.
Okay, awesome. All right, I know the chat be saying stuff when I be calling in, so I wrote everything I wanted to say down. So I don't want to hear no shit.
What's up, fam?
I just want to say I saw the Money Monday y'all did with Aaron Clary. It was great. Honestly, I think it was one of the best ones y'all did. Like the stories he told, even with, you know, Fresh and, you know, him saying he was going to buy the shoes, and he kind of like talking about, you know, since you're at this point where you're bored and you don't, you know, things are kind of like dull for you. He was like, you know, kind of getting them to this philanthropy kind of movement where he's like, well, maybe you should do something for someone else, pass it over. And it was great. I mean, just the whole episode was amazing. Just everything y'all talked about. And then also, yo, tell fucking Icy, bro. Tell Icy she going to see me at that 1 million party, dog. It's going down. Let her know. Well, Fetty Piccolo's coming for that A.
You are
Piccolo.
She's coming in 30 minutes.
Fetty Piccolo
so,
is coming.
All right.
and then, hey, Chris, also, bro, I wanted to make a suggestion to you, bro. Like, I know you be streaming on Twitch and everything, and bro, I think if you ever checked it out, that new game Elden Ring is pretty dope. I'm not sure if you're into RPGs, but you should check it out, dude. It's a really good game.
Yeah,
it would be a fucking
actually. So many people told me to get it, so I will get it for you guys, and let's make it happen.
Y'all wrong for that.
Fuck yeah.
That game, bro. Y'all wrong for that. Making them play that game. Y'all, you know what y'all are doing.
Nigga.
Bro,
I
you
want to see that nigga be like, oh, y'all fuck, I'm going to die. He's going to be sick of
him. Hey, listen, I heard like you were talking about crack.
Nigga, you should make a merch shirt, bro. You should call it Peanut Butter Stutter, dog. Merch gang, dog.
Hey.
Peanut Butter Stutter. Put that shit on there, bro.
Creamy or what?
Hey, yo.
Yeah, nigga, you put that Peanut Butter Stutter shirt, bro. I swear on my life I'll buy that motherfucking shirt, dog. You got my word on that shit, dog. If you
all
do
right,
it, I will fucking buy that motherfucker.
If you want it, chat.
Yo,
let him know. Nobody understands this nigga, bro.
Especially when I drink.
I'm telling
tequila.
You.
All right, yo, do you got a question or anything,
Jiffy
bro?
And
because
Henny.
I want you on the line.
I really don't have a question. I just want to say, just real quick, and I'll get off. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I don't have a fucking question.
Cool,
I just want to say, shout out to all the ladies that have been coming back. You know, all the girls who've been back. You know, Lena Bay, everybody, Dollface, especially Maya. I want to say that. You provided a lot of value to the show, and I know I don't know everything that you do, but from what the guys say, you've been doing amazing. Your music's awesome, and I really appreciate you because your perspective on like the things between men and women has like evolved throughout the time you've been on the show, and you provide a lot of value to me personally because it's amazing to see a woman who's kind of like elevated to a point where she like knows what she wants out of life and what she wants from a man. So I just want to give a big shout out to you and everything that you've done and provided for everyone, the chat, the show, everything. So I just want to.
You want to lose your clip while you're at it?
Yeah.
Oh,
the fuck?
Shit.
Nigga, bro, I'm about to shoot that tree real quick. No, just kidding.
All right, bro.
Thanks.
Piccolo simping over here. Call Frieza. All right. No, all just kidding. Right.
Simp.
All right, thanks, bro. All right, who's up?
All right, 6828.
All right, 6828, what's up?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up?
So, first off, congratulations on your 600,000K subscribers. Shout out to everyone. Now, ladies, question. What is your biggest pet peeve? And I don't mean if a man doesn't meet your unrealistic standards. I actually mean pet peeves that annoy you. Like me, for example, one of my biggest pet peeves is people mumbling, not opening your mouth enough to even eat a freaking sandwich, sounding like you're waking up from a hangover when you mumble. Words are like sounding like Dragon Ball Z fusion, combining all these words into one. Open your mouth and say, "Ah, like, shout out to Trey Songz." So
okay.
That's one of my pet peeves. What's yours?
So what is, we'll start with, we can start here. What is your biggest pet peeve with men?
My biggest pet peeve?
All right, caller, thanks.
I would say a man that likes to argue with women.
Mm.
Because it's never a good look, man. It's
okay.
Never a good look.
Cool.
My biggest pet peeve, period, whether it's a guy or a girl, is someone who, like, will volunteer something or offer something knowing that they have no intention. Like, it's one thing to lie, but or, like, if I were to ask something and you say yeah, then I feel like I
merch.
I feel like I kind of went looking for that. Like, you could be not trying to hurt my feelings. But if you are the one who puts something out there and then you don't, like, meet that expectation, that triggers a whole different stoner.
False promises.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. All
right. My biggest pet peeve is when a man fake flexes, like, that he has something or he has some type of, I don't know, when he over-talks about what he has.
Mm-hmm.
He's chilling.
Like,
bragging.
Yeah.
He's the captain over here in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Not keeping your word. Like, say you're going to do something and don't do it. Like, try to, like, basically paint dreams to me.
Mm-hmm.
And don't keep your word. I don't like that.
Be a man of your word.
Be a man of your word.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Smacking. I cannot stand people hearing people smack.
Yeah, smacking?
Yes. It really
irritates
me.
Why? Smacking is awesome.
It's so annoying.
Oh, my God.
I can't stand it. It just really makes my blood boil. Can you stop?
Lena?
Oh, my turn. Yeah. Lazy people. I hate lazy people. I hate people that stand at the corner store all day just soliciting, not doing shit, smoking cigarettes, black and miles, weed, whatever you call it, and talk shit with their homies every single day. Like, damn, you got a job.
So no ambition, lazy guy.
Yeah, lazy
okay.
people.
Cool. Okay. All right.
All right, caller. There you go.
8256.
Yeah, bro.
Look at that camera angle. You guys can see the craters. This is awesome. Look at that fucking angle right there. Y'all like that? Yeah. Look at that camera angle, man. That thing is going up.
Man.
Miami beats on him.
Yeah, man. Y'all like that. Sorry, bro. Go ahead. What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, bro. What's good, bro? Hey, I want to shout out Dallas, bro. We really glad y'all coming up here, bro. Last time, bro, the chat was resting me, bro, because I was saying bro too much, so I'm gonna cut that shit out, bro.
Just say it, bro.
Hey, I want to shout out the team, bro. I want to shout out Roderick, bro. I want to shout out Sika. I want to shout out everybody in the SNF Dallas chat, bro. I love y'all. We helping each other, you know, build each other up, bro. And I appreciate y'all. And I appreciate Fresh and Fit, bro. Congrats on 600K. We about to hit a million soon. And that's all, bro. I don't got no questions, bro. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Showing love.
Yep.
All right. Who's up next?
Give me a second.
He said, yo, people made fun of me for saying bro, so I'm going to stop saying bro, bro. Okay.
I was like, okay, here we go,
bro. Let's go with 2084.
All right, 2084.
Hey, what's good, Myron? I have a direct question for you. Knowing that you were previously a HSI special agent.
Yeah.
Just wondering, what made you stand out besides a bachelor's degree to be considered like the 5% of applicants that were accepted? Knowing you had that internship, just wondering for you, just for my understanding.
I got the internship because I speak Arabic and because I was a Division I athlete. That's why I got it over the other people.
There you go.
Okay.
My GPA was only 3.3, you know, when I applied for the job as an intern. But I got it because the background and then with the language and then also because I was an athlete. Having a 3.3 as an athlete is like, you know, having like almost damn near 4.0 as a regular person.
Okay. So basically I was looking at the requirements and stuff, but the bachelor's degree and prior experience, but appreciate that. From my understanding, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
All right, Colin.
Appreciate it.
Keep a clean background and don't do anything stupid.
And, Ted, please have questions for the ladies because it's, you know, Colin show for them and us. So, you know,
bro,
any personal questions, just, you know, you have us, you know,
real talk.
All week.
If you get an interview, bro, have some charisma, some energy because that was, bro. Feel me? You got to have some charisma, bro. Damn.
Nah, I mean, it's cool, man. You when you're around the law enforcement types, bro,
yeah,
you could
stiff.
Be bland. You
yeah.
could be bland. It's
yeah?
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I first went.
Yeah, I was a little bit of an anomaly the way I would be. Like when I was in the office, like cracking jokes and shit. Like, oh, I'd be roasting them white boys though. I ain't gonna lie to you. Because you know everybody I worked with was like, you know, older Caucasian males, man. Like that's what it was.
Easy,
I used to roast them. They used to roast me back. I wasn't in my feelings. It was a great time. It was good.
All right. So. Let's go with 1292.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man? Welcome to the show. And, yo, guys, we got 5,000 live viewers right now. Like the fucking video right now. What's up?
So I just had 2 points that I wanted to discuss and kind of get some clarity. The first one isn't really getting clarity, just an observation. Like, one of your favorite things to say is, like, social constructs don't adhere to reality, which I 100% agree with, but then at the same time, like, you always, you talk how you talk, and you say, well, it shouldn't matter how I say it, but what I say, which I do agree with, but would you say that's a social construct? Because if you say the sky is blue versus the sky is fucking blue to 100 people, 90% of those people are going to have a problem with how you said it. So I do think that you should be able to do it. But isn't that one of those things that, like, you're just never going to change?
Who gives a fuck what the majority thinks? Most people are also broke, fat, out of shape, and don't understand how to, you know, be a top-tier kind of guy. You know, the last thing you want to do is be what average people are. Most people also can't control their emotions. Mm. So who gives a fuck? What? Most people would get offended.
I can take that. I just wanted to know. But the second thing is, you often say that sex, for guys, it's just like taking the piss. Once again, I definitely agree with. And when we say that, like, we're basically saying that it doesn't mean anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when we talk about why girls and guys can't be friends, because the guy is going to want to fuck her, but if it doesn't mean anything, like, couldn't we smash them? And, hey, I mean, we're friends and we smash, but, I mean, it doesn't really change anything.
You know what? That's
since
a good. That's,
mean
I'll let you hear from the ladies themselves. Why don't you just fuck your guy friends then, if it doesn't matter?
What? Like a friends and benefit?
Yeah.
If it's friends and benefit, okay, but.
But why wouldn't you fuck a guy that's in the friend zone? Can you explain
them
why you wouldn't do it?
They're in a friend zone for a reason. They're in a friend zone for a reason. Either I'm not attracted to them, or I don't find anything in their life that they can add to my life.
Okay. What about you? Why don't you smash your platonic guy friends?
I don't know, because they're my friend. Like, I'm not attracted to them. I don't have interest in them. And I think it would just make it complicated. I don't think I would want to open that door.
Okay. Caller, listen closely, because I'm going to break it down for you here in a second, but I want you to hear what the ladies say. Why don't you smash
Great.
Your...
They're my friends. I don't have sex with my friends.
Fair enough.
I don't smash my homeboys because I just don't.
Okay.
Me?
Yeah.
So I don't do it because if you're a friend, then that means, like, obviously I value our friendship. So if I end up in a relationship, I can't maintain our relationship as a friend out of respect for my boyfriend.
Complicates it.
So it just complicates it.
Well, let's say you were single, though.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be single forever. When I do get a boyfriend, now I have to choose, like, am I going to bring this guy who I fucked before around my guy friend, around my new boyfriend, or am I going to drop the friend?
All right. What about you?
What was the question?
Chris?
You stupid.
No, the question is, why do you not have sex with your guy friends that you friend zone? Why don't you fuck them?
It's because sex is for marriage, and if it's a friendship, sex shouldn't be even involved. I wouldn't even consider sex at all if you're a friend. If sex is involved, it's somebody that you're trying to build something with, because in the end, you know, you can get hurt.
Okay. I don't know if you, caller, I don't know if you were able to decipher what they all basically said, but it matters because you said, hey, it doesn't matter. That's what you're doing, what women do, bro. You're putting it through your lens. No, it doesn't matter to us, but it matters to them. And every lady had a different reason for why it mattered to them, whether it was preserving their friendship, marriage, not wanting to get attached or not trying to get other relationships or being able to continue to use the utility of the guy that's in the friend zone. But to women, it matters, bro. And they're not stupid. They understand that once they have sex with you as a platonic friend, more than likely the benefits that they used to enjoy are either going to start to slow down or leave altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Women aren't dumb. They know that that guy's only dealing with them so for the, you know, potential to have sex. So if they give him the sex, the guy's going to exit stage left. So you heard it with your ears, bro. That's why sex matters to women. It doesn't matter to us, though.
So, yeah. So basically, the real people that are at blame for the reason why guys and girls can't be friends and have sex is really just the females. It's not the guys. It's just like they can't.
Yeah, okay. It's the women are the gatekeepers of sex, bro. Like, they're not just going to give it away for free. Like, I always say, like, women don't treat sex as a value-loaded exchange, never as an equal value exchange. They always want something in return for it, whether it's your, you know, time, attention, resources, whatever it is. They want something from you, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to them smashing you.
Okay, because I definitely have acquaintances that I've had relations with. And listening to you at first, I was like, oh, man, am I doing something wrong? But I was like, I mean, I don't feel any type of way about it. As long as they're letting me do it, then, I mean, I'm not a sucker for being their friends, right, or acquaintances.
No, you are a sucker. Correct. I ain't gonna lie to you. If they don't, provide you any kind of value back, you're a fucking sucker. Yeah.
All right, caller.
I mean, if I'm getting a box, wouldn't you say that? Hey, yeah, I'll take you. We can be friends. You can call me if you need me to change your tire every once in a while. But if every once in a while I forget a box too, then
nope.
It's like equal value.
Can I say something to the caller?
Yeah, go ahead.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay.
I know I sound young.
No, you sound old. That's why.
That's the first person.
No, you sound old.
Okay. Yeah, man.
But okay, hey, keep
bro,
doing the good work.
Put it this way, man. Like, platonic friendships for men is a loss, bro. And if you are engaged in a platonic friendship with a girl, she's gonna get the benefits while you get none. That's really what it comes down to. And girls are gonna do everything in their power to maintain that friendship status so that they can continue to get the benefits without necessarily having to put up anything on their end, okay?
Hey, bro, they're not your friends.
acquaintances and friends are two different things. So I guess I would say I just more so have acquaintances because I don't talk to these ladies, like, every day. It might be a happy birthday text or something every once in a while. So I guess that's the difference, friends versus acquaintances.
Excellent job.
All right. Well, hey, man. The main thing is just protect your energy, bro. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Protect your time. Protect your meat, as Coach would say. Meat, money, energy, attention, and time.
Only do what you want to do.
Who's up next?
All right.
Thanks.
And let's keep these calls somewhat concise.
Yep. One second. One question
per caller. From this point forward.
5458.
The angry man's in the building.
Yo.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey,
what's up with y'all, man? What's up with y'all, man? Congratulations. Oh, yeah, definitely fresh. One love. Hey, shout out to you guys. Congratulations on the 600K. We on the way to 1 million. Shout out to my FNF Dallas team. Shout out to all you guys. Shout out to the mods. You know, I'm representing y'all. Shout out to the Discord. You know, y'all be crazy over there. And then I had maybe two questions, but I'll just do one. Just a question to the ladies. What's up with y'all?
What?
I guess we'll go around the table.
Details.
Yeah, I guess he wants to get a quick update on how you guys are doing.
Yeah, I got you.
Go ahead. We'll go around the table. We can start with you.
I got you. So all right, this is my question.
Right,
so,
like, how they doing?
That ain't the one. I was just trying to get a feel for him. So,
no.
Okay, so This is my one question. So what is, you can't use your vagina. What is the sweet spot for each one of y'all? Like, if a guy is getting ready to get to that point, what would be that one spot that they would need to touch to just go ahead and go over the top?
All right. Okay. Well, Lena, we'll start with you.
What's your weak point?
What do you mean by?
Like, what part? Okay, like what part?
You know what I mean.
Oh. Here.
Like sexual, like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, your sweet spot. Yeah, my titties. You know, some people. What?
Your titties?
She said her breasts. Breastesses.
Okay. So, all right.
That's what I'm going to say with you.
All right, that's typical.
We're like, he's about to take you home, and he takes you home, kissing you, whatever. Titties is next up.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Never. All right. That's typical. All right.
So, now y'all know. You hit it, Lena. Take on a date. It's
not going to happen, but yeah. Yeah.
She's trying to give y'all a leg up, chat.
Yo.
All right. Cool. What about you?
My neck.
How do you know that she's here?
I mean, you can see it.
And
1080p. It's not hard for us.
Wait, no, nigga, I can't see that.
Yeah, I can see it. Look at that.
Nah, nigga, you know something that we don't know. No, nigga.
Nah, she knows what she's doing.
Oh, look, she's bluffing. She's bluffing, uh-huh.
All right, what
shit.
What about you?
I'm just laughing.
Sure.
You ain't just laughing.
Yeah.
My neck.
A neck? Okay.
My neck and my back.
I knew that shit was going to come.
Yeah.
All right. So what about you?
My nipples.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, fair enough. Okay.
Nipple gang in the building.
Yeah.
Don't talk dirty the whole ride, but say something that's lethal. One sentence, so I know when we get home.
For shit.
I like the mental build up.
Oh, I got it. I'm losing.
Okay.
Bitch, I'm gonna kill you.
Sorry,
I'm out. Okay.
Shit. Right, I gotta have on the fangs, right?
Yo, Rod, I'm gonna just say I'm gonna do a lot of things for you. I'll lick your ear.
The fuck?
Lick your ear.
You didn't say lick my ear. I would have been lit off that.
Some
sentence.
Dirty shit, like you said, Fred. Some dirty shit.
Yeah, some dirty shit.
No.
First, gonna turn into ludicrous.
Right.
I wanna. One time that his stutter will actually make sense, the girl won't know.
Exactly, right? In a rap song.
Yeah, Rick Ross shit.
All right.
You already know it. Yo, you know what's funny? I ask her, yo, you know I stutter, right? She's like, you stutter? I can't even tell.
That's how you know the whole thing.
Yeah.
y'all fooling.
So she's either retarded and they'll listen, or you just never talk.
I told you, I really talk.
Yeah.
It's not a quote, man.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Stoner? Where do they need to touch you?
In the wallet.
What the hell? That shit lame.
Lame.
I knew that was coming.
Nah, that was good.
So.
Ask me what bill you could pay. Ask me what bill you could pay.
Okay.
For real?
So, okay. Okay.
I'm not going to hold you guys. I feel like because I've been a sex worker for so long, my ideas of, like, what turns me on is completely different than regular girls because I'm kind of, like, desensitized to all that other shit.
Okay.
So, like, for example.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
So I'll give you an example, though, of, like, a non-financial thing. I was rewatching one of my videos that I made that I sent to a customer on OnlyFans, and I don't know why, for some reason.
Okay.
Yes, but it was one specific thing that the guy did. So I was
okay,
and he caressed my head and held my hair. And I don't know why that was just like
okay.
The thing. So.
Okay. That's okay.
If you
don't
want
like to be one. Yeah.
Exactly. Literally.
So you're
literally stimulating your mind. Yeah.
Holding it behind your head then.
No, just
hair.
Like he helped. I feel like it was awful because like my hair was getting in my way, and he was like,
"Treat me like a human for once, goddammit."
That's how you turn somebody up.
Don't degrade me that much.
Exactly.
I brought back the memories. Okay, that's what's up.
All right, fair enough. What about you?
I would say like when you're like laying down, it's good to like rub the body. Very slow.
Which
and
part?
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Caress.
Is she trying to make us imagine
slowly
this shit?
Rub.
Can I rub the shoulder?
A leg or a...
Oh, okay.
A leg.
Yeah, the thighs, yeah.
You know?
I know these boys in the chat going crazy.
All right.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
Rub the body, I guess.
Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
All right. Yeah, we got you, man. We got you.
That's what's up, man. I just wanted to get that from the ladies, and shout out to you guys, and I ended with this, and oh yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, Kool Aid.
All right, man.
Y'all take care.
Who's up next?
All right, let's go with 1748.
Oh,
a non super chat.
1738.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what the hell is it? Freddie Wap calling in?
Hello.
Nigga, I seen that episode. I ain't going to jail.
He's seen half of the episode.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Dollar going once.
Sold.
Gone. Wait, you want the chat then?
Yeah, we'll hit chats.
Yevinus, right. Simonis, $20 says, Phil Jams is grilled up. I freaking love it. I see you, boo.
Cool.
Citrus, the chimp, $2 says, Lena looks like Fred from
Curly. Why?
Curly Dog.
Oh, why would you read that?
Damn.
Out of the cactus, hey there, freshie.
I look fine.
The Three Kings, congrats on 600K, guys. Congrats, Big Mo. We smoking on that Hips Don't Lie
Light
pack tonight. Okay, that was creative. That was actually very creative. Norman Powell, just got back from a trip back home, backyard, fresh. I heard rumor all the Batiman come from Barbados.
My friend, you heard wrong.
All right. $20 from Original. Lena, stop looking at the other super chatters. Your future man, don't play that. Also, these women should take Big Mo off the market before he loses that weight. Okay.
There you go.
Ezra Naibute, my baby SJ is back. Okay. $2, Greg. Fresh after every Miranda joke.
No, he's going to
know. Okay. I was going to say, like...
to say,
Habs for the win, $2. All right. Shannon Walters, 2022, Big Mo, 2023, Medium Mo, 2024, Small Mo, let's go. Cool.
Ooh,
right.
Okay.
Vegeta Saiyan King, tell the baby doll one to give me my vest back before I smack the great ape out of her. Give me my fucking vest back. Yo, that's fucking funny, bro.
That's funny.
That was actually funny. Dollface, sorry you had to put up with that donut yesterday. Oh, you're the girl from yesterday?
Oh.
$5 price site. I like pale ass. Okay. Baloo's thoughts. Have you guys ever thought about doing a reaction to Netflix show Easy? There's a storyline where a guy's wife requests to open up their marriage and he ends up getting a bunch of hoes. Here's the thing about Netflix, bro. As you guys know, we went through a bunch of bullshit with the Tinder Swindler breakdown. So I'm staying away from Netflix for now, bro. Unless, like, we really need to do it. Like, obviously, I got those videos up, and we got them approved and everything, but, dude, it was not – it was a pain. Joshua Rivera, Mo uses panorama mode to take a selfie.
I'm crying.
Oh, God, bro. That's messed up, though.
That's not right. Can you not?
That was good. That was good. All right, Hakeem B., first felt black, he needed the grills to be noticed at night. Okay? Muggy Boomin, $5, New Zealand. Yesterday when Fresh said, Whisper, I want to do naughty things to you, I never laughed so hard in my life. Ha, ha, ha. Living legend. Okay. Mount Jacks, $2. Thank you. Iron Panther. Girl by Fresh looks like she had my Ninja R. Kelly trapped in her closet. Free my Ninja R. Kelly. Okay.
What was that? You're one of the girls that he probably... Never mind.
What?
Basically, he's saying that you were one of the girls that had R. Kelly trapped in the closet.
Did you ever see that video?
Chris, pull up that picture of what the dude is saying right now.
Yeah.
The Rock goes, this man Fresh stole my whole flow. I know you had that fanny pack. I seen it.
I haven't worn it in months, so it's my style, bro.
Well, Fresh, you kind of do look like this, bro.
Like a cafeteria lunch lady.
With a charter neck.
How did they find it?
That is you right now, bro. Take that pose. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Pause, Fresh. Pause.
What are you doing, Fresh? Oh, man.
Hey,
yo, Mo,
look,
pause,
I'll say this. The ladies love a black turtleneck.
It doesn't matter. Fuck you.
I mean, what do they do? I don't know what it is, but hey, this
makes y'all look feel rich.
Kill a scoot. Fit, please tell my girlfriend of 10 years to lose some weight. She needs to hear the cold hard truth from others. Please help. By the way, Fresh, Trash, or Smash, Slade. Well, kill a scoot's girlfriend, if you're listening to this. Your boyfriend's probably fucking a bitch right now, so I don't know what to tell you. He's already too late, man. Like you.
Tell my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Yeah, tell his girlfriend, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, if she's listening, he's probably trying to smash a girl, if not already smashing a girl right now.
Okay.
She already fucked up by eating too many burgers.
Hey, nigga, play me a smash, bro, because I don't know who you are. So.
Okay, pause. Malin Jacks, how would the ladies deal with their man if he had a major surgery and he would be out for a while, 6 months to a year?
Okay.
Want to go around the table on that one?
Yeah, we can.
What?
Your boyfriend has a major surgery. He can't work for 6 months. What are you doing?
Taking care of him, like making sure he's good, shower him.
Stop the cow.
You crazy. I got to take care of my man. You crazy.
Okay. All right. What about you, Stoner?
I guess my sugar daddy's got to pay me twice as much for 6 months.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. Maya, what are you doing?
I'm going to pull up and support.
Of course.
If it's stopped at a year. That's to go past a year, nigga, you single in a hospital.
I'll wash your back.
That's it.
Got to take care of
him. Not for a whole, not after a year, no, sorry.
I mean, your man, it's your man, right? I would take care of my man.
Not after a year, that ain't my man no more.
Let me cater to
you. If it's going to be my man, so it's a high-value man, I'm going to hire an at-home nurse.
Smart.
Oh, clever. With his money?
Yeah.
But he don't got no money now.
What do you mean, if not have no money? He better have...
He's 6 months.
Listen, he better have that 1 year savings. That's what In case stuff like that does happen. So I would hope the man I'm with have that as security to,
Security.
All right. 6 months, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm taking care of my man. No, I really am.
The whole year?
So he said 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah, clock going. What about you, Lena? Keep it real.
Well, the guy that I want, they're gonna have a trust. They're gonna have a savings. They're gonna have
a yacht, a mansion.
Take care.
Fucking old half the state.
Six or five.
She was the original that broke the delusion calculator, guys.
Yeah. She was the original.
She was the first person to break the delusion.
She was undefeated for like 2 months.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, my guy should be good. So I'll take care of him.
With his trust fund money.
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's still serious.
Please keep it real.
Iron Sion, $10 says, yo, I knew that girl who was teen in middle and high school. She was a cool chick. Nice to see she's doing well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I don't know who it is.
Who's 14?
Oh, but shit. Thank you.
We got Bizzle, $10 says, congrats, FNF. 14 is a beautiful, pretty face, radiant skin, nice figure. She seems elegant and friendly, too. I'd like to know how tall she is.
Oh. Why am I getting this?
How tall are you?
5'7", 5'6" and a half.
Guys, wait till April 1st.
What?
I don't get it.
April Fool's, I'm just kidding. Never
mind. Oh, dad jokes.
Michael Vito, $5, says, I write with my right hand, I throw a football with my left hand.
Yeah, Mari. It's all separate, too.
Listen, man. Whatever. Okay. We got Black Hope, $5 says, 2-1-3-4, one piece is better. Well said. Tyrone H, 2000 Japanese says, good job, Big Mo, Myron, Walter, and Chris. Take this 20 and get Big Mo a low-calorie drink. All right. We got Kadeem the Dream, $5 says, shout to them yiddies in the white shirt. Side note, y'all should get a cap counter every time a girl starts lying during a question.
Could potentially do that.
Mike's World.
Okay, amazing how in Iraq we called resistance insurgents, but in Ukraine they're heroes. Interesting. Alice the Cactus, hey, Myron, I missed that hot dance we shared before the show. Missed you on the boat. You were... All right, we got to move on. That's a troll account. It's not her. High-quality Ahmed. Okay. What up, fellas? I've been watching y'all for a while, and congratulations on your 600K. Wish y'all the mill by the end of March. Myron, keep speaking the real shit. People with feelings, we need men to be men again, and y'all doing a great job. I'll tell you guys this. The interview we just did today, probably going to, it's going to offend some people because it's on a little bit more of a more mainstream outlet, if you guys know what I'm saying. But it's going to be out soon. When it does, we'll drop it and we'll let you guys know. Let's go back to the phone lines, Chris. And guys, from this point forward, we're going to read
20 and up.
20 and up? Okay.
Actually, 10 and up. 10.
We're going to read 10 and up, guys. If you want to skip the line, you know, obviously put your digit in. And but we won't read it if it's under 10. But if you put your digit in, it'll work for the phone queue. That makes sense.
So,
but every single super chat will be shown on screen as always, guys. Chris always makes sure every single super chat is shown. So thank you so much.
Okay. Let's go with 0378.
All right, 0378. You're on Fresh and Fit with the ladies. What's up?
Is he drinking water? Is he? All right. Go on.
Twice.
And also, guys, we're going to kill the Twitch stream, Facebook, and Twitter right now. So go ahead and get on YouTube. Fresh and Fit, search Fresh and Fit on YouTube and check us out over there, guys. All right. And all right. So we got another call on the line?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's a bunch of you guys on the line, so we're going to start.
8550.
Getting through these. Let's do it. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, how's it going? My name
what
is
up?
Kyle. I'm calling from Jackson, Tennessee. I'm an owner-operator with my own truck. I net about $300,000 every year. I'm just calling in to say great show, Myron and Fresh. You know, great points. A lot of the women can't handle the truth. They live in a fantasy world. But you guys hit it on the head all the time. I personally got two girls, sister wives. We all living together in a six-bedroom house. And, you know, being with two is way better than being with one, okay? And my question on the show is, what are your feelings on being in a polygamous relationship?
We can start right here with Lena.
I think it has to be done through marriage. I don't think you just pick a random girl from the club or a strip club, because guys like to use that as an example. Like, oh, guys back in the days used to get 5-6 wives. Okay, but they were married. It wasn't like random prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but yeah. I feel like it's to each his own. For me, I'm not for it.
You don't share?
No, and it's not even, I just feel like there's no need for it. You know, I feel like if you're interested, if someone is interested in, like, polygamy, maybe they're not getting something from that person, or maybe they just feel like one person is inadequate. But I feel like for myself.
What does that mean? When you say I feel like, they say merch.
We have a T-shirt that says,
shout to Mo.
Like.
Mo.
Oh.
Shirts
are in stores.
I need one of those.
I feel like, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I need that.
Go ahead.
You keep saying it.
Just say, I think. That will help you.
I can provide everything that my significant other would need. I don't feel like there's a need for anyone else. So I just think that. So each not everyone's situation.
You can smash all day every day?
I have a really high sex drive, so yeah.
All
vroom,
day, every
vroom,
day?
Baby.
Stop the cap.
All day, every day?
What about when you're on your period?
What?
Exactly.
The
oh,
box.
I mean, we don't have to have sex, but I definitely satisfy my man during my cycle.
Oh. Don't stop at red lights.
Yeah.
You run a red light,
oh.
So
yeah.
I don't mind about red lights, but
dog
short.
I've said this before. You're new on the podcast, but I've always said, like, one woman can never satisfy a man's sexual thirst. It's impossible. Can't be done. Men are always going to want variety.
But you saying variety does not mean that's
the whole purpose of having multiple women.
You want to try different things.
No. Variety is in different women.
Right.
Not like new sex. I mean, new sex business,
yes,
I guess,
it is.
But.
No, like, variety acts, you.
Other women.
Right.
Yeah, like your chocolate, so he wants vanilla or Latina or
milk
chocolate, dark chocolate.
I don't feel like all men different want variety. I feel like men want to be satisfied in whatever way.
No, men
everyone
want variety. They just won't tell you it.
Chocolate with sprinkles
on
it.
But she ain't sharing, so.
Yeah,
she ain't sharing, guys.
But most of them are getting pussy.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what.
All right, what about you, though?
I kind of forgot the question. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about polygamy?
You stupid.
Whatever.
Mm. How I feel about it? I mean, like I said, the guys that I'm attracted to always have a lot of women. As long as, I guess, it's like out of sight, out of mind. Like, I can know about it, but I don't want to see it. I'm not going to go in the bedroom with y'all. Hell no.
Okay.
Me three times.
No? Hell no.
Come on.
No.
Sorry, Chad.
If you want to see a mad black woman, yeah, do that. But other than that, I'm
turned from the doll to Chucky.
Yes. I mean, men are gonna do it anyway, so I might as well know about it.
Fair enough. You just don't want to see it.
Yeah.
You'll know, but you just don't want to see it.
Right.
Maya, what about you?
I'm sorry, I'm not down with the potty guys. I'm not getting down.
Okay.
I can't take it. I don't know if it's because I'm kind of masculine or whatever, but I cannot take seeing another woman feel like she, you know, equal to me within my romance life with my man. So
okay,
that's
okay.
It.
All right.
I'm for polyamory. I think that there's a lot of benefits other than sexually. And Myron knows this too. He talks about it all the time. I think it's just a cultural thing. Like, you know, for example, people who have like problems co-parenting, and then the new girlfriend has a problem with the baby mama, like, why can't you guys just coexist for the sake of the kids, you know? So I wouldn't mind having sister wives and stuff like that.
Okay.
I would say, like, say I would say, okay, I would be the one that is like probably the stay-at-home mom, and then you can have your fun you know, go out there and do your thing as a man, but there's no way you're going to bring anything that you do out there into the house.
Okay.
Like, just leave it out there. There's no way I should have known nothing at all.
So you'll know it's happening, but you don't know details.
I don't want to know anything. That's your manly desire.
You're going to be mad though, right?
No, I'm not looking for nothing.
Okay.
So,
but sometimes things get sloppy. Lipstick on his shirt. What you gonna do?
I understand men are men. I'm not looking for nothing. As long as you know how to handle your shit outside the house, okay, and you're not bringing it in the house with the kids, then everything is fine.
So the guys clean that lipstick off your shirt.
I have a question. What happens if you bring in a baby?
Sorry?
What happens if he brings a baby?
If he goes out and have a baby?
Or, like, gives you STD or something like that?
Well, he has to be smart enough to know how to wrap it up and basic things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, at the end of the day, it's either we accept it or just get heartbroken from it. So we have to understand that men are – you're not going to be the only pussy he's going to fuck.
Well,
that's just simple.
Not all men.
Not all.
That's what they want.
Your 6'5" millionaire with a trust fund is
very rare.
I don't
want to
say too much, but yeah.
I feel like low key, a man cannot stay with one vagina for the rest of his life.
Not all.
Definitely got options.
I don't want to say too much. I'm single. But
yeah, of course. That's why you're still single.
Yeah.
All
right. All right, let's hit the phone lines. And we got the angry man right here, too. $100. Yo, congrats on the 600K. And the phone line, 919. But I'm sure y'all got mad calls in the queue. When y'all going to have your boy on the show, I'm feeling like a redhead stepchild.
You know what, man? We got you, man, right now. Huh?
Yeah, we got you right now, man.
How are you, bro?
We find you right now, 919.
The angry man.
Man gave three numbers to the board.
Getting angry.
What you angry about, bro, today, at least?
All right, let's see.
No, you're a YouTuber?
Will I find them? Oh, error code 919. That's why.
I got you, Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Stupid.
Hey, listen, it's Friday. I'm these girls, man.
We ain't doing nothing to you. You haven't killed any of your brain cells
yet.
Yeah,
this is no panel. They didn't stress you out, bro. Come on.
No. This is why they're here.
Right, yeah. This is like the cool chicks that we know, guys, a.k.a. why they're on the call-in show. No, I learned my lesson. Like, I can't have randoms on a call-in show, bro.
I know what you mean, Chris.
Yeah.
That shit gonna fuck us up.
All right, man. Angry Man's online right now.
What up?
Hey, yo.
Yo.
What's up, bro?
What's going on, man? Congratulations on y'all 600K, man.
Thank you so much for the support, bro.
No doubt, man. Nah, like, I was asking about that. I ain't really had no questions for the ladies right now, but I was asking because dudes keep coming to my channel like, yo, Fresh and Fit keep saying they're going to have you on the show. So I'm like, I'm thinking niggas is capping because I ain't even know if y'all knew about my shit. So I was just wondering when y'all going to have your boy on the show. So I hooked.
I'll be honest, I didn't know until just now. I think Fresh, you knew, right? So.
Yeah, I've heard about your channel before. When are you next in Miami?
Shit, whenever. I can catch a flight whenever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could set it up, just talk to your team and stuff like that.
Yeah, just hit us up on IG, man. Hit up Fresh on Freshman CEO.
Okay.
And, yeah, we could
No, but no, I do know that you're a legend. Definitely, you know, you've been in YouTube for quite some time, so shout out to you, bro. And, yeah, glad to have you on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I appreciate it, bro. I'm going to hit you up, Fresh.
Yes, sir. Fresh Prince CEO on Instagram.
All right. Peace.
All right, bro. Thank you.
All right, fam. Thank you.
All right. Cool. Who's up next?
Yeah, let's go with 1 second. Make sure Super Chats get in right here. Let's go with 2150.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up, caller?
Hey, this is Samuel here.
Samuel Moore.
Yeah, what's up, Sam?
Yeah. All right, well, turns out the channel of ladies is actually more, what was that, Chris?
Shout out to you, fam.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, it turns out this panel of ladies is more open to men stepping out, but I'll ask this question anyway. By the way, congrats to 600K, guys.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Bro.
All right, so... I'll make this quick, but Myron, do you mind if we go into a dream world?
Oh, yeah, I got you, bro. Go ahead.
All right, so ladies, so you're dating your dream guy. He does everything pretty much right. You know, he keeps it interesting, buys what you like, takes you down well, takes care of you. One day, he goes out for the gym but forgets his phone. You pick it up to go give it back to him, but you see a message come in. It's a DM from another woman. Hmm. You open it up. You find out that he's been cheating on you. Now, here's my question. Would you rather find out that he fucked 10 different women once each or that he fucked one woman 10 times? And why?
Ooh. You want me
good
to
question.
Answer? Can I?
We'll start right here and work our way around.
I would say it is way worse that one woman and you're having sex with her 10 times.
Because that's a relationship already.
You crazy? What?
Okay. What about you, Stoner?
I think I would just be more angry that he didn't tell me, because I'm the type of person that, like, if you were to tell me, like, hey, I met this girl, we're talking, I think I want to fuck her today, I'd be like, okay.
No, but it depends on the 10 women or the one woman.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Times.
Either way, like, if you had a whole relationship with someone, it would be like, damn, so you really couldn't, like, I guess I could see why in the relationship one, he might not want to introduce us because we might have conflicting attitudes and he might want to keep both of us around. But the other one, I wouldn't mind because it's just sexual urges. So I wouldn't really mind
but
both
if
ways.
If you found out.
I would just be upset that I had to find out. Like, why wouldn't you just be open with me? The same way when I see a client, I tell him.
Okay. So basically, the woman, so you would prefer it was 10 different women?
No, I don't care either way. I don't care either way.
If it was 10 different women,
she don't care either way.
I would just prefer to know, yeah, the openness. Because both, I'm equal on both. I don't mind.
Well, which one is worse, though?
Like,
that's really the bottom line. Which one is worse? That's what he's trying to get. You have the two options, A or B.
I think for her, the one person.
I think definitely the one person, because it means that you want to keep both of us so much that you're not willing to risk me knowing about it. So obviously you're invested in that person.
All right. Good take on it. Maya?
Obviously, I wouldn't want to hear any of it.
Because you don't share at all anyway.
Because I wouldn't want to do it. But I will say finding out that she was sleeping with 10 different women is way nastier than just one woman. One woman, you cheat on me, okay, you probably fell in love with her. I'm not saying either of it's right, but it's a little more innocent. But you sticking your penis in 10 different humans?
Mm.
Like, dog, why didn't you go lick the bottom of my foot while you were lying?
Okay.
German, like, right. It's nasty.
So for you, okay. So you would be angry from this perspective. What if you use condoms?
I can't go with that because the fact that you got in that space where you're cheating on me and you're lying to me.
Yeah, you're not going to believe the condom shit.
I don't give a damn about nothing else you say. Like, you already did what I caught you doing. So.
Trust is gone.
Mm-hmm. You probably had your penile sucked by a woman who got such and such going on in her mouth. Maybe not grills, but, you know, hardcore stuff. All
right. Dahl, what about you? Which one is worse?
One.
10 women? Or 10 times with one woman.
I already know what you're going
to
say.
A 10 time with one woman because emotional cheating is way worse than physical cheating.
Shit.
And then when you find out Jamaican accent on them, what would you tell them? What would you tell them? Throw the Jamaican accent on them.
I don't think I would have words, yo. I would probably try to, like, dig off his face and her face.
Give them that Jamaican rant real quick.
She turned into Mad Face. Mad Face.
Yeah, right.
I know you're very classy, and this is she's very classy for real. And she doesn't like doing it. But I'm telling the people want to hear it. Give them that Jamaican rant. What'd you tell them?
I have to be in the moment to do that. Can't. Like,
all right, Dollface, do it right now. You know, I piss you off. Right, go ahead, Dollface, fucking do it. Tired of you not doing stuff like
you old as hell.
You old as hell.
And you nurse.
You got pink hair. And you're a nurse.
You ain't no doll.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. You're not the key here. What you think you know?
You're done, no.
No. Fuck you, man.
No.
Okay. Fuck you, man.
We don't use fuck you. We use
no, fuck you, man.
Myron. We don't use that.
Yeah.
Don't use that.
Myron Mon in the house.
Myron Mon.
You triggered now.
No, I'm not triggered. I'm not easily triggered. Sorry.
Look, listen. I get very close, but you're right.
Yeah.
We tried.
Mm-hmm. Maybe one day, y'all. Just get me in the right group.
Welcome to Jump Rock.
Even Myron Marley couldn't do it, bro.
All right, try the challenge, man. Make it happen, chat. Just piss off, chat. Let's go.
Definitely feel like
merch.
him having sex with one person 10 times is worse to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, now you, like, you love this bitch. Like,
yeah.
You fucking
yeah.
her, like, you, now you, like, now, like, what's
yo,
going
I love
on?
How they say, like, you have sex sometimes, it automatically means
yeah,
this guy loves them.
No, because
I do.
Yeah. Sex,
or
we all know
good.
That
mm-hmm.
sex is nothing to men.
Mm-hmm.
A men can
exactly.
have sex with three
women.
Yo,
you can
in
fucking
take
3,000
a
day.
Yeah.
You can fucking take 3,000 a day.
Forget.
I mean, maybe he's fucking his sister. I mean, her sister.
What?
Her sister.
That's one too many.
Yeah, I mean.
That's
one
too many.
Chris went to Alabama real quick.
Yeah, like, what kind of incest on comment is that?
I said her. Like, you know,
he made a mistake.
Listen, guys, we do a lot.
He
fuck
tripped
it.
Over his words.
Sweet home Alabama.
That's just a Chris.
Fucking in your home.
Good God. Holy. All right. What about you?
I'll say... with 10 different women because, like, that's a lot of energies.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of energies. And you don't know if he used a condom just because he said that he used a condom.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, like, just because he fuck a woman 10 times doesn't mean that he's in love with her. Like,
mm-hmm.
a guy can fuck you, like, 50 times and still won't call you back. And, mm-hmm. yeah, that's the truth. So I'll say 10 different women because that's nasty. That's dirty. Like,
mm-hmm.
nah.
All right, Myron.
Samuel.
I mean, that explains why this motherfucker can't talk. You probably are an incest, bro.
Listen.
Now it makes sense.
Yo.
Let's not go down
Myron
road.
Holmes
I'm
is in the
down,
house.
Baby.
And I fucking solved the case why this nigga can't speak.
Let's not go down the road, okay?
Listen.
It all makes fucking sense now, bro.
I ain't saying nothing, Myron.
They're drinking. You can't speak English.
Listen.
Don't know what's going on.
I was real name.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, I real name. It all makes fucking sense now.
I am not going down that road.
We cracked the fucking case, guys. Now we know why this guy can't speak. It's not peanut butter. It was a sister. That's what it was the whole time, man.
Damn.
God damn it. I broke
yo.
The case.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Let's not
hide his name.
Way.
You had to hide his name because they couldn't keep it in the family. You have to be on Aaron.
Listen, let's not go down the road, okay? Friday night, I'm fucking exhausted as shit. Fuck you guys.
We broke the case, guys.
I thought Chris spoke with peanut butter because he stole the peanut butter from the kids he used to teach.
I'm
give me a
and now we're going with what fucking pedal. All right, guys.
Yeah, you're still speaking with the peanut butter.
Yeah. Sam, quick question, bro. That was an excellent question.
That was a good question, bro. All right, we go get the next caller.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sam.
Hey,
take care, guys.
Just stop at his girl's place and eat the kids' fucking fruit snacks.
Hey, fuck those kids. Yo, fuck those kids, man.
Yo,
fuck those kids.
If Chris is a single mom, every time he comes over. Mom, where's my snacks? This nigga ate my snacks.
Yeah. Yo, I ate it, man. The fuck? I'm hungry.
Sorry, gone.
Kool-Aid.
Gone. Oh, yeah.
Fuck ass Chris in the house. Yeah, you already know already, man.
Teddy Graham wrapped on the ground and shit.
Bro, I kept asking, like, hey, I'm here. Where's snacks?
Yo,
peanut butter.
Yes.
Yo, this nigga Chris, bro. He in the house. Fucking drunk as shit. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Nigga.
I want some.
What is that? Oh.
Eating the shit. Hey, mommy. That Chris guy is eating the food. Shut up, little.
Shut up,
nigga.
Bitch.
I don't feel for this shit. Shut up, little. Nigga.
Getting drunk off peanut butter.
I had a tough night tonight. Nigga.
Come on.
With the bitches. Go get your mama.
That's it. No more.
Girl comes in. Aaron, what are you doing?
No more.
Aaron. Single.
I'm literally crying.
Fuck up, bitch. Kid's like, oh my God, mommy.
Oh, damn,
what's
right?
going on?
Damn, is that funny?
Yeah, fuck
damn.
Your
damn.
Aaron,
yo, spitting.
Aaron,
crying.
Stop eating my... Stop being the mom's fucking candy. His fucking Kit Kat. Fuck up, Shadipa. All right, on a tough night. All right, yo, you all that fucking shit.
Oh, man.
You nigga takes a fucking Patrol bottle. Fuck the shit, I'm out.
Can I get some?
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you,
bro. That was funny as hell.
I ain't gonna lie.
I
would like some.
Yo,
they said R.I.P. Fresh.
I can probably happen though.
The battle show.
Oh, all right. Shit, that was pretty funny. I'm going to give you guys a little bit.
Yes.
A little bit.
Bro,
right. Yes. And I'm on camera, so none of y'all can say nothing.
Oh, man.
All right. Let's go with 6481.
Thank
bro,
you.
Chris, that was pretty good, bro.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, that was funny, Chris. You got to admit that.
You can do that tonight, bro.
Maybe.
And
then,
crying.
Yeah, this thing.
All right, 6481.
Thank you. Whoa, that's
what's that caller?
Yeah. Hello?
Not too much. Hello?
Yeah, we can.
I'm sorry. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can.
We can hear you.
Okay, hi. I'm just going to get straight to the point. I have a question. So I'm trying to spice things up in the bedroom with my man, and I just wanted to know if you guys have advice as a woman. What's women through social or in person?
Mm. Oh, she wants a threesome.
As a girl?
Tinder. Like as a woman, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, cause so are you going to do the approaching yourself, or are you going to use your man as well?
It would mainly be me. I mean, I think maybe later down the road we could both do it,
okay.
But as of right now, it'd be me.
I mean, honestly, as a woman, like you could really do both and you'll be okay. Like online, you're actually going to have a better chance than a guy because a girl will probably, you'll get a better chance of a response with a girl. It's just that she might not agree to it, but you'll definitely probably get a response.
So there's an actual, whole video on TikTok on how to do this correctly. Through a woman lens, and basically,
but in person, go out with your guy.
Yeah.
I think that'll work a lot.
There's an app called Bumble.
Yeah.
You probably heard about it, and there's a section that has friends of friends. As in, like, you could be a girl and friend with other girls. And I don't know what it is, but like us, the girls here in Miami, especially, they go on Bumble, do the friends to friends thing, go with a girl, and then they do their thing at the end at night. I don't know why, but a lot of those girls on the Bumble app that do friends to friends are definitely down to like explore different things. So that's one way. Secondly, if you go with your man, you go to like a club.
Yo, Mo, hit camera 10. Oh, this nigga Chris went to go get. He got the henny now. This nigga's stressed.
He did?
This nigga went for the whole bottle, bro. He's stressed right now.
Cheers
to the gods. Yeah, this nigga. Oh, yo, Friday, man.
Yo, Chris.
Yo, what's up?
Say a full sentence.
What?
A full sentence.
I can't hear you. Hold on. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Say a full sentence.
A what?
A full sentence, nigga.
A full sentence. What are you talking about? Say what?
Can I add on what she's acting?
What the fuck?
Yo, imagine. No, you got. Hold on. Rewind that conversation. Imagine listening to that for hours on fucking end. I fucking lose my hair from the crazy chicks that come in here, and then from listening to these two niggas talk. You guys just saw 2 minutes, not even like 30 seconds. That's how these niggas talk to each
other.
Yo, it takes these dudes 30 minutes to say something that could be said in 1 minute.
What?
Because I can't understand each other.
I'm not going to lie.
And then he said something. What, Chris? It's like they're talking past each other. They're talking English, but they're not speaking the same dialect of English.
I'll say this.
He's speaking Freshenese. He's speaking Christianese.
So
niggas don't understand nothing.
Just so you, I can break it down. We think faster than we speak. So what happens is we think so fast. I'm just speaking.
The
like,
words don't come out of.
Exactly. So that's what it really
so,
is.
So that makes sense.
However,
slow down.
However, Chris, when he's drunk though, bro, you can't change that, bro. That is deadly,
bro. Now imagine being in the club with these guys. He's drunk. It's loud.
Yo.
I don't understand him.
Yo, if you
guys have anyone that's come to 500K parties or the 100K party, whatever it is, it's a loud club and I'm there. A big reason why I'm mad is because I can't understand what the fuck they're saying. It's not you guys. It's because these guys. Chris, what? You're coming to me in the VIP. Yo, I gotta give this nigga my phone and put the notepad and say,
guys, my VIP, right? Yo, Chris, I need to put these thumbnails in and put names on the description. Mari, why the fuck are you working, nigga? You're having fun. It's like, Mari, stop fucking working in the club. So then I get annoyed, and Brush is like annoyed because someone's a flake or some shit like that. Mari is tight, so I have to be the lit one. The fuck? Right, you know what I'm saying? So I get lit because he's a dog.
Oh, my God.
You know,
Yo,
milk party. Trust me, I'm the nigga that turns up because these niggas are like, you're working.
I will say this: Chris is the life of the party. However, here's the problem: he gets so lit The girls don't understand what he's saying. You don't know what he's saying. And then he'd be like,
look at the party. I'm going to fuck. It's music playing.
Yo, you guys are kidding around. I literally have to pull out my phone and open up the Notepad app and tell him, yo, type
it,
bro.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah,
you're
my subtitle.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yo.
I feel you, Myron. I feel you.
Yo.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I
know you know.
I know.
You know.
I know. I know.
And that's what he knows about the person, too. Anyhow.
No.
Could you imagine that? That discovery?
No.
I'm going to Dream World. You imagine discovery? He's like,
titties,
Pierce.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah,
titties, Pierce. Hey, I'm Murray. I'm in a club having a party.
At least they understand me, bro. You don't know how to
party.
What's going on?
Nigga checking emails in the club.
Wait. Hey, party engaged in the club? Yo, someone's dad's in the club. What the fuck? Like, someone's angry for a daughter, you know, and shit like that. What the fuck? I'm going to tell you, man. Look, guys, I do it for you guys.
What
shit? Anyway, if you guys joined me on a half mile party, you know I was lit, right? I was going around.
Boy,
I kicked those nine random things over. I know.
Okay.
Fuck,
this
nigga Julian. Yo, it's Friday night. Who with me? Chat to him, man.
Yo,
talk to me, man.
Yo,
man.
Yo,
man.
Yo,
man.
Yo,
man.
Yo,
man.
Yo,
man.
Go back to what I was saying.
Nigga, looking. Nipple push? Excuse me? Your nipple push? Excuse me? You knew what this? Excuse me? What, well, fuck,
like,
I put it in subtitles or something? Nigga writes it down.
Like,
get it up here!
You know? He'll say, like, one word per minute. Like,
damn.
I'm sorry. I'm just yeah.
Bro!
Hey,
bro!
Get to us.
Yo,
no,
yo,
no,
this is
go.
The least
no,
professional
no,
podcast
no,
ever.
Go.
Yo,
I'm
going to
or
we got
is that still on?
Chris is funny as hell. Myron's funny as hell.
What was that?
Oh, wait.
Call
wait.
On?
He's still on.
Call look, and he didn't hang up either.
I'm telling you right now. It's a while
yeah.
We fucking
hit it. I wanted to ask you a question for the caller.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
For the caller.
Thank you. Make the show professional again.
Hey, love. I wanted to know, is this what you want to do or is this what he wants to do?
This is what I want.
Okay. How
oh,
we both
girl.
Want.
Oh,
have fun.
She lit.
Yeah.
Her.
Yeah, you
now
called
we,
in at a really bad time.
Guys,
I ain't gonna lie.
We watched your guys' show a lot, though, too.
Really fucking bad time. I apologize on behalf of the Fresh Fit Podcast. No, I don't. But, hey, you can definitely find that girl online, or if you go out to the club, man. If you do the approach, man, and you're attractive, she gonna be like, oh, my God, that's so fun.
I know a couple. Literally, they go almost every night. And the girl is the one that initiates the conversation
mm-hmm.
with the
yeah.
other girls. She'll become friends with her. They'll laugh, have fun. Hey, come meet my my boyfriend. She'll do the intro, and she's already come up with the girl. So when she meets the guy, it's kind of like, okay, cool. You guys are seeing pretty cool. Hey, come up to you know house with us, and let's chill. Let's have a vibe, whatever. She'll go back. They play a couple games, and then before you know it, they're fucking. So
there you go.
So,
mm-hmm.
Bang, bang.
What do you guys think about like Instagram?
Yeah. You can DM girls on Instagram. Just make sure your profile is good and you got like good pictures
you
with your boyfriend.
You
got to be bad and you got to
yeah.
have good pictures with
yeah.
your boyfriend.
Yeah.
I would recommend Tinder.
Can I add to that?
Use Bumble. It's way easier.
Yeah, we talked about the Tinder, but I don't like the fact that there's obviously you're going to have other guys on there, you know. So.
Yeah.
There's a setting.
No,
this girl.
No, but Bumble has a feature just for that. Like for example, you can match with only guys or only girls and it has like that friendship feature where like those girls are down for whatever. I'm telling you, like,
yeah.
Don't ask me how I know.
Yeah.
No, a lot of girls are like meet each other that way. It's kind of weird. Go ahead, Stoner. You got some?
And we,
yeah.
And we have. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
And we have gone out too, so like I can definitely say that does work out. But I just wanted to know a little bit about like social media if that does help as well.
Yeah, it'll work. You're a girl, so it'll actually work better in your favor anyway. Especially if you got good pictures and you got like
yeah.
good pictures, man. But Stoner, what'd you have?
So I was going to add that if that's something that you're interested in, I would say go to, like, FetLife specifically and, like, try to look for swingers clubs. That's, like, the best way, honestly. Because what Fresh is saying, I'm going to be honest, I've been on Bumble Friends and, like, a lot of girls are not down for it. I've been on both ends. I've been the unicorn and I've been the person looking for the unicorn. So
yeah.
I can attest to that. I want to go to, like, a kink-friendly community. like a sex positive community. Because some girls are very prude. Some girls are going to take it the wrong way and get offended. So just to avoid the headache.
Be on some bullshit too.
Yeah. So just
well.
To avoid the headache and
I've tried apps too, and I can say it's the same thing. Like with apps and stuff.
Exactly.
Like they're,
They have to be attracted to both you and your boyfriend. So my best advice would be either go to a swingers club or pay a girl.
Pay a girl.
No, but for real, she's not going to call you. She's not going to call your boyfriend. She's not going to try to slide in his DMs after. Like, oh, my God, that dick was so good. I want to see you without her. If you pay a girl, that's it. You pay her to show up. You pay her to leave. Bye.
There's one problem. No, no. But,
I'm telling you, I've been there.
But there's one problem with swimming clubs is because
the bitches
are
ugly.
Ugly as hell, bro.
They're ugly as fuck. That's why I didn't want to say anything about swinger clubs, bro.
Swimming clubs have the ugliest girls in the world.
Yeah, they be some.
I don't know who you talked to. But they're trash.
Yeah, they be some ugly chicks with fucking cougar chicks.
Club or getting out.
So all right, Fresh, you take it here. We're going chats or a phone call, Chris? Probably chats, right?
Phone call.
Phone call.
Thank you.
Chris, Fresh Cut.
All right, caller. Let's go with 9151.
What up, caller?
Hey, what's going on? This question is for the panel. It's a like an interesting question. So who is that one stranger you still remember to this day? What did they do or maybe say to you?
Oh, stranger?
Stranger as in it was random.
Just a random person you probably interacted with? Like certain eye contact or something like at, like a random event or something, and you like probably never talk to them again. Like there are certain, like what is that one person you still remember?
Oh, like can it be a guy or a girl or both? What do you think?
It's guy or a girl. It's for everybody. It's for Byron Fresh or the whole panel.
So he wants to know basically what is one interaction that you remember from a stranger, guy or girl, that you've met. We can start right here.
Their height and looks.
Okay. All right.
Interaction with a stranger. One time, me and my boyfriend went to Playhouse, the strip club.
Hey, turn Playhouse.
And it was a stripper. She was, like, beautiful. And she kept trying to fuck me. I would never forget that night. She was beautiful, but I was like, I never had somebody come on to me so strongly before.
She's trying to get that bad.
Yeah, the money. She was bad. Like, she was really bad. But I was like, oh,
when you're, did your boyfriend want to?
I'm sure he did, of course.
But you was like, hell no, nigga.
It's like, no.
Okay. I see.
Welcome to the panel, by the way.
What's up, you? Hi. The question is, tell us one interaction that you remember from either a guy or girl that kind of, like, stood out to you.
Yeah, I should have said it like that. I don't know what the fuck
club.
I was saying.
Club, outside the club.
Okay, since I just got here, I would say, like, it was, like, three guys that stood out to me, like, going around in the club. Like, they told me they wouldn't tip me because, you know, they have a wife and kids and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't want to disrespect. And then, like, you know, me, like, when people tell me shit like that, you know, I observed them. And then, like, literally they, like, rejected everybody. And they was just there, like, for, like, legit their friend. And it was kind of, like, giving me hope in a sense. Like, damn, nigga, you know, there's some people that are loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was stood out to me. And that's why I still got a little hope for love.
Yeah. Aw, yeah.
Yeah.
You mean you didn't see when you paid them to go in the back room, but okay. No,
they will literally just sit there, wait for their friend. Their friend will be in the back room. Mm.
Yeah.
Nigga, plug out Instagram or phone number, so pull up to the crib. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't remember any key moments. I just know I run into a lot of strangers that always want to talk, like, have a conversation with me, whether it's old, young. Anytime I just walk down the street, it's either they say something or they want to have a conversation with me. I always have certain kind of interactions with strangers. It's weird, but I don't remember anything that stands out like that. Yeah. So.
Okay, one that stood out to me, I was at the gas station. I just got through pumping my car. I sat in my car, charging my phone or something. I seen this guy see me when I first went in to pay for gas. So when I sat in the car, I saw him walk out. And I saw him seeing me. We made eye contact, and he looked at me. He didn't get close. He stood from where he was. He said, you know what, I saw you on the way walking in,
But you were so beautiful, I didn't know what to say. But have a good day. And he walked away.
Aww.
I remember his fine ass forever and ever. When I was sitting in my car, I'm looking in the rear view. I'm like, am I supposed to go follow him and ask his number?
Yes,
and
yes,
like,
yes,
you should
yes.
have. And I took.
Wow.
Yes.
So
yeah,
if he
gave
no,
you
last three true.
Number,
would you give it that?
Yes.
Okay,
so for me, the thing that automatically came to mind was recently, a couple, like, weeks ago, I was visiting a friend. I don't know if you guys know the Opera Tower out here in Brickell. Mm-hmm. So there's, like, a little convenience store in the downstairs, and I was going to go smoke with a friend that lives there. So I went to buy wrap first, like, downstairs. And I had just came from dancing, so I had my whole duffel bag, and I couldn't find my money bag because, of course, what you need goes to the bottom of the freaking bag. And there was a guy who was right behind me, and it wasn't nothing serious. It was like a $12 whatever. But I had money. It was just at the bottom of my bag, under my stripper heels, under my outfits, under everything. Mm-hmm. And he just paid for it and, like, kind of – he was like, don't worry about her. Just – I got it. He paid the $12. He paid for his shit, and he left. He didn't ask me, like, for my Instagram, for my number. It was kind of like a – that stood out to me because that shows that he's like a high value person. He values his time enough, and he's a masculine enough to say, okay, whatever, she's obviously struggling to find whatever she's looking for, I'm gonna just man up, pay for her, save my time, save her time. And that was just a good look, honestly. It shocked me that he wouldn't ask for any info or like any number or anything, because I do dress a certain way so that when I'm leaving, hey. You know, you'd be pulling the most tricks outside of booby trap, outside. I don't know why, but.
Did that turn you on the way that, like, you would have given him your phone number?
Of course, because it's the respect. It's like, damn, he's obviously a high-value man. He respects his time. He's going to, obviously, he doesn't even know my name, and he stepped up and provided that $12, even though it's something that tiny. Because what I truly believe is that women want a generous man, not necessarily a rich man. Until you have a really, truly generous man, you're going to think that you want a rich man. But once you have a generous man who's willing to give you the last, that really changes your viewpoint on things.
I think it's effort that counts. If they can see the effort from the beginning, then that's what counts more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It could be generous in different aspects.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't have any.
No? I actually do remember one thing. Like, when she said corner store, that kind of like...
Okay.
I remember...
It'd be them corner store...
It was actually the, what they call it, a bodega in New York.
Uh-huh.
So I was in New York, and this is when we were driving, and then I got in the store. I forgot what I was getting, ice or whatever. And this guy was eyeing me, obviously. And then I went in there, and then he's like, what do you want? I was like, oh, I want this, that, that. I was trying to pick out stuff. I wasn't even asking for stuff I didn't want, but I just bought everything he said. What I mean, he purchased everything I wanted in the store, and I was like, oh, thank you. And then I walked out.
Wait, he didn't get your phone number out there?
No. I was just mad cute.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, all right, I'm going to pay
Myron, you. Let's go in the store, stand there.
Yeah, see what happens.
A girl to do that for us.
Yeah.
Nobody will do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, it's just going to look at us like you,
stupid.
No, he's not going to
hey, yo, Ma. I'm mad good looking. Buy me something.
Would y'all want that?
Like
Tinder Swindler
did it.
I'm a bag of chip coke. Bing bong.
Tinder Swindler did it.
But,
y'all should have hope.
So I actually had one as well just the other day. So it was my cheat day. So don't judge me.
Uh-huh.
I went to Five Guys. I got a bacon cheeseburger. I got fruit punch.
Oh, yeah.
And I got for hero bacon and patty as well. So I'm sitting there eating outside of Five Guys. And randomly... I see this lady come up to me. I'm like, yo, I got no cash on me. Like, can I help you? I'm eating my burger right now. Like, she's like, hey, can I ask a question? I'm like, oh, here we go. Is it a supporter? I don't know. Whatever. So I'm like, sure. Ask the question with a burger in my mouth. She's like, hey, my phone died. I'm going to a cruise ship right now, but I need to call Uber back to my hotel. I'm like, oh, cool. And she wanted to, use my phone to Uber. She said, hey, I'll give you cash for it. Don't worry about it. I appreciate it. And I was like, no, don't worry. I got it. So I just got an address, sent her Uber back to her hotel. And she was like, hey, what's your name? I'm like, Walter, of course. Where are you from? Barbados. She's like, oh, I'm from St. Vincent, which is, in the islands as well. She's like, well, I work for cruise lines, Carnival and Norwegian. And if you ever need like a pass or anything, I got you. I was like, oh, my brother used to work for Norwegian. She's like, yo, here's my phone number, boom, boom, boom. And now if I want to go,
I get a 3-day cruise for like half off. So I was like, hey, helping somebody out gave me like a connection. So pretty dope.
It was just being good to others.
Yeah.
You got to pay be it good forward to people,
crazy, man. So.
Got to be
good.
All right.
Fair enough. The clown world's, what do we want to do? Calls or?
No, chats.
We're doing some adjustments with chairs.
All right, we're here.
Okay, Felix Ventura, happy Friday. Congrats on the 600K subs, 1 million on the way. Question for the guys. What the craziest experience you had with a woman and vice versa for the women?
What?
Man, a bunch.
Craziest good or craziest bad?
Just craziest in general.
Okay.
Keep that question safe because that's a good one. Too cool for school. How that flagrant Indian going to call you immature when you guys have more success, girls, and money in a year than they did in years? Congrats on 600K. Oh, man, thank you so much, bro. I appreciate it, man. Like I said, bro, I don't think they had anything personal against us. I think they brought us on there to try to fit a certain narrative as, hey, these are the bad guys because we're considered the bad guys. Let's bring them on our podcast and try to check them on their comments with black women. But then a week later, you know, Joe Rogan goes through that controversy with the N-word and they're backing him up. You know,
you know what?
It's
that's
like,
another thing I want to say. There's a lot of guys really going on there. They have a lot to say about, especially, and I don't want to make it a race thing. There's a lot of white men that are trying to use this platform to try to be like, you know what, black girls, like these guys aren't supporting you. Just because you went on one date with a black girl doesn't justify anything. Like, you know, like, come on, like, get over it. Like, it's too much.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little lost.
There's a guy that actually was on a podcast, and just because he'd been on date with like one black girl, he wanted to use that as a platform to try to
pander.
You know what? There are people that know certain things about you as your race, and they will use it against you. So he went on one date with a black girl and decided to make a video about.
Oh, okay. So he was using it as a virtue signal.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And it was just like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's fine, bro. It is what it is. Like I said, when you become big, right, and you make long form content, people are going to clip your shit, try to make you look crazy, and then like spin it to have a certain narrative. I mean, at this point, it's kind of getting old. But, you know, it is what it is. We're still at 600K. We're still growing. And to be honest with you guys, even though this title, it says 600K celebration, we ain't really celebrating, bro. We're going to keep grinding.
Yeah.
There's no party that's going to be tonight, whatever.
We are
cool
for you guys.
We're obviously blessed to hit 600K, but I'm not fucking happy until we hit 1 million. And to be honest, when we hit 1 million, I'm probably going to be like, we need to hit 10 million.
So it is what it is.
I'm never satisfied. But, like, right now, like, I don't see nothing except for 1 million. That's our ultimate goal right now. We're extremely focused on that. So. But regardless, thank you guys for the support because we wouldn't even be here without you guys. We're going to grow to a million together.
Yep.
So peanut butter, all the way from Great Britain. Congratulations on hitting 600K subs, guys. So proud of you both. Thank you so much. All the way from the UK. GBD, great work, gentlemen, on 600K, 700K right around the corner. Don't bend, don't fold, don't break. Number one pod. Exactly, bro. We don't need to change the narrative to, you know, fit mainstream media or whatever. And I'm kind of surprised, you know, if a podcast called Flagrant is telling you, man, you guys got to tone it back a bit. I think we're on the right path here. Fresh and Fit even has Flagrant, like, whoa, what the fuck? Mike A, $20. Girl with pink hair, can I wipe my on your forehead and pick you up like Simba?
Uh-huh.
Can you
wipe my
ash?
On?
Your ash?
Ash on the forehead?
okay.
Okay. How should one deal with women in the military?
Run for the hills, my friend.
Yeah, run for the hills. And actually, you know what, bro? There was a TikTok of this woman that was talking about the military, and we'll probably react to it next week, guys. Not today, because it's a little bit more has to do with like men and women and equality and all that other stuff. But I'll react to it. Shout out to Darius. He did a reaction to it, and I thought it was a fantastic clip that illustrates what I've been saying forever. You know, I personally don't think women should be in combat positions in the military, and that clip perfectly illustrates it.
Real talk. TikTok is a gold mine of information you can learn from.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Real talk, guys. True. TikTok is like the archive of female fuckery and female fuck-ups. Because guy fuck-ups are not shown on there because they ban you. Like, as you guys know, we've been banned off TikTok a million times. But they don't ban women off there. So, guys, you're going to learn a lot about female nature on TikTok. Okay, Wolf Stacks. I appreciate y'all just trying to help women get back with men. But they don't want to listen. This is the problem with a lot of our women today. Hey, some do, man. You know, like I said, we do it for you guys. And if some women learn, too, it's awesome. We got a lot of women that watch us that have husbands, serious boyfriends. A lot of couples watch us together, which I was really surprised about. JBX, $20. Question for ladies. If you met a man that makes an average salary, but you saw he was a hardworking man with goals, how long would you give him to start to see progress. Men can't profit off our looks, so it takes a while. All right, so I guess in other words, how long would you give a guy to get into his to hit his stride? We'll start here. How long?
I would say if you truly care about the guy, it shouldn't matter.
Of course.
Like, it shouldn't. Like, it's important for him to have his life stable and finance and,
so realistically speaking, how long are you giving him? 6 months, 1 year, 2 years to get his shit together?
I'll give him, like, I will give him until I see that he's not trying, like, he has no passion or effort to want to do something, then, of course, I'm going to have to give it time. But, I mean, yeah, no. If I see that he's actually trying, then I won't give it a time. Because if he's really, like, at the end of the day, you don't know how things go play out for people. So if I see he's trying, I will give it. It don't matter.
But if
I see no effort, you're out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I kind of agree with Horteen because, like the guy said, whoever the commenter was, it does take longer for guys. Like, there's not enough, like, it's not as many shortcuts for guys as there are for girls. I mean, look at Anna Nicole Smith. She married into money. Guys don't normally do that unless they're on some like Tinder swindler type shit. but like,
then you get a documentary made about you. So right. Rare.
So my thing is, like, if you see his ambition, if you see his effort, if you see like he's still
there's a clock though, ladies. How long are you waiting? That's what the people want to know.
Don't care.
If he's trying, like, I'm not going to try to do that. To
here's
him,
the
like,
thing is, like, you, I can't.
I'm not.
Yeah, like, I can't discern what a timeline is because let's say you're the one that's working.
If he's trying, I'm not putting time on it.
So 5 years is cool.
I'm patient. Like, if he's trying, if he's doing everything he can and he's still not going anywhere, like, who am I to, like, cut him off because of that? Like, I promise you.
So 10 years is cool.
If he's trying, if he's going every day,
10 years.
And it's 10 years, like, I'm going to still support him. I will.
I don't know about 10 years.
I'm crying.
Am I not supposed to?
Not the glasses.
I promise. Like, if, man, there's nothing better than a man that is every day,
Chris.
Wake up. And knows what he wants, even if he's not there at his full dream. Like, it's amazing to see it. I know a lot of girls that have been with a man that has been in the gutter for a long time. But I promise you, if he's busting his ass every day to do something, even if it's not everything, if you're a real woman, you're going to stay by your man.
But
14
years, what, 25?
That's what I'm saying, though. Like,
so,
define that you're...
So 35, you'll wait for a man to get his shit together? Look at that. You're 35 now. Makes
okay,
sense.
Okay, that's different. Age is different.
Because
we have the same time clock. We're going to have to be thinking about this.
Yeah,
yo, I'm not waiting that long.
Yeah, but what
we're
saying,
10 something.
Years, wait for a guy, and you're 35.
Yeah,
10?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. See, there you go. See? Right, there you go.
I get it. Yeah. Whatever. No.
So now it makes sense.
So my thing is, like, define get your shit together, because what I was saying before is, like, it takes longer for a guy, so you might see certain steps that might not be going as fast as it could be as you, a woman, on your own. But let's say if he wants to start a business and you see him working his 9-to-5, saving money, and taking care of you, obviously it's going to take a lot longer than if you weren't around and he was just saving all of that surplus. Like, you have to take into consideration he's also providing for you, if
right.
that makes sense. But you do need to see certain steps. If you've been together with a guy for a year and you see that he's completely happy with his regular 9-to-5 job, like, that's
so what
not
is the
enough.
Time?
I would say if from the get-go, if you don't have ambition, any moment that you don't have ambition. I don't have a timeline. I'm sorry, Myron.
Okay, all right. What about you, Mike? How long are you giving him to
get a big donation from Whiskey
shit.
Earned.
What?
$100. He says, "What's up, fellas? Just pay my tuition. As always, love your work. Congrats on 600K. I'll see you guys dudes in May. Chris, we're getting lit at the 1 million party for sure. You're the only one who understands. Because nobody understands you." well said. Whiskey
Sigma, man. Yeah, thank you so much, Whiskey. I appreciate that greatly, my friend.
Cool dude, bro. Cool dude.
Yeah, man. And yo, just so y'all know, I forgot to say this. You know, Thank you so much for the donation. You guys think I'm fucking around. These new cameras that we got here, right? Hit one plus real quick.
Yep.
Right? And then the other one. Yo, guys, I got another one that I'm going to install tonight.
And another one.
Over there.
That was it.
All right? Another one. That's, you know, like I told you guys before, all that money always goes back, right back into the fucking studio, make the quality better, you know what I'm saying? A bunch of stuff. You know, people try to imitate, but they can never replicate because they don't know the sauce of how I have the shit that's actually set up. You know, we got like, what, 13, 14 camera angles in this motherfucker? So, yeah, man, guys, you're
Studio B is coming through.
All that money, yeah, pretty much, it's done, bro. It's just that I'm prioritizing this one right now because I got these other angles. But, yeah, guys, like, I always invest that money right back in here. I'm not doing some dumb shit with it. You guys trust us to donate, so we're going to, you know, make sure that we don't fucking betray that trust and make sure we put out fucking better content all the time, always improving.
Hey, guys, by the way, quick plug. We got a Cameo account. So if you want to shout out for your birthday, tell your girl to get in shape or your boy to get in shape as well. Anything crazy you want us to say, we can say it because we're on Cameo. Check it out, cameo.com/freshandfit.
But the new camera angle I got, guys, that's coming
is lit. There you go.
It's lit. You guys are going to really like it. It's going to be a little different. It's going to be over there behind you. Guys.
I don't even know.
Fresh. Yeah, the boxes came in today. I got them hidden away. It's a project, so it's going to be lit. You guys are going to enjoy it. But thank you so much, Whiskey.
I believe
Maya.
Maya?
I would say about 6 months, but I'm not giving no guy no – I'm not even giving him 6 months. If you don't already have your own crib, car, and job, and maybe
you,
2 sources of income, then I'm going to give a fuck about your business because you already showed me that you did before.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have any of those things, I'm not listening to nothing you're saying because nothing you said in the past ever worked because I don't see nothing. You're living with your mom, don't have a car. You only have one source of income from one employer. So if you don't look like money, I don't think you speak money. If you don't look like money,
dish.
I'm not listening to what you're saying.
Mine wants the whole Carfax up front. She ain't buying a car without the Carfax, nigga.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Big facts.
6 to 8 months. I'm not waiting.
And it's interesting, too, because, like, I mean, you guys are not – well, none of you guys are really bums, but, like, you guys, you know, have, like, professional jobs. So it's like, you know, I've always said, like, the more a woman is established, the less – patience and tolerance she's going to have for your financial ineptitude as a man. That's just the reality, guys. You know what I'm saying? They're going to tolerate far less if they have their own money. Isaac, what's your thoughts on it? What are you going? How long are you waiting?
I'm not waiting.
You're not waiting at all?
Mm.
Okay.
You don't have your shit together. You just don't have your shit together. That's your business, like how she said.
Fair enough. Right. Would you say that the fact that you're a mom, too, it, like, plays into that? Yeah.
No tolerance at all. Like, one, it's literally one strike, and that's it. I won't talk to you again, and it is what it is.
No time to waste.
Yeah, 6 months to a year.
If he's assuming he's 6'5"?
Same way.
That's why I said put that little thing there.
No, but financially, you need to be, like, good. Like she said, a house and a car or a crib where you could stay, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least you're stable. I need to know that you're stable before I can take that big step, I need to know that you're stable. Like, you got to, you know, savings, you got this and that and the third. Other than that, no, I'm not going to give you a chance.
Okay. Fair enough.
Cool.
Okay. Chris, what do you think?
20 and up.
20 and up? Okay. So, guys, from this point forward, we're going to read 20 and up only. Appreciate the donations, guys. And then we got phone lines, too. Let's hit the phone lines.
We have a lot of chats that we've run through them.
Because we haven't hit the phone lines in a bit. Let's run through phone lines. Guys. Because the chat's at least still safe. Guys are waiting on the phone lines. Don't worry. If you could donate it, we're going to go off the numbers that are there.
Let's go with 9314.
Yeah. And, guys, one question, all right?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
What's up, brother? Yep,
got you. Yeah, really like the show, especially all the truth you guys put out. One thing I just want to say is when it comes to, like, relationship between men and women, I think what women fail to realize that they're always, like, their initiative is always to push their own personal, I guess, agenda. And it seems to be especially based on, like, their biological imperatives, right? Like, for instance, with monogamy, like, in actuality, humans in general, even women, are not biologically predisposed to be monogamous. Women are, for the most part, around the world, serial monogamous, which really isn't monogamy. When you think about monogamy, animals like geese and swans are naturally monogamous for life. So serial monogamy is just really just another form of, like, you know, in a way, polygamy, and they try to impose that on men. So the way, especially in the West, the way monogamy is done, it's from a very feminine frame, if that makes any sense. Like, men right out of the gate, and you know, we get this told to this by other men, you know, find a girl, settle down. And that frame in and of itself is super feminine, because it's directly in line with female biological imperative, which is to find one person to invest in you as much as possible, because they're limited on time and they're limited on eggs, if that makes any sense.
Okay. No, that's a good observation, man. Very, very, very true there, you know?
And then, when they play like emotional games, like, oh, if you love me, you'll do this, you know, I'll do this. It allows them to push, you know, because I think the brain is layered, you know, you got like the unconscious mind, the animal mind, whatever instincts, and then the conscious mind. And, you know, I hate to sound sexist, but I feel like females are less compartmentalized, and they blend those things together and use them when and where they see fit to try and, like I said, you know, maybe they might not know that they're doing it, but they're pushing that biological imperative of serial monogamy. You know what I mean? And the idea of a woman when she's young, doing what she's what, sleeping with as many people as she wants, and then when that clock starts ticking, oh, it's time for me to settle down. The fact that they want men to do that same thing is, it's like, it's borderline oppressive. Like when they ask a man to be monogamous, what they don't realize they're asking a man is to suppress his biological or like his reproductive capabilities. Because we know a woman can have like one kid a year, if that, or one pregnancy a year, and men can do what? So monogamy is just, you know, when you ask a man to be not, and it's not, like I said, it's not real monogamy. When they ask a man to be a serial monogamous, they're asking him to step in that feminine frame and limit his reproductive capabilities.
Yeah, I will say there's an agenda being pushed here. Definitely, you are aware of what's happening in a sense. However, it also does have a place of keeping society intact, monogamy.
Yep.
But I would say, naturally speaking, yes, guys do want to have that biological, you know, trait of doing what they want, being with who they want, but it's an agenda being pushed.
Yeah, I mean, monogamous countries just tend to do better when it comes to economic stability and GDP, because the nuclear family, the whole purpose of it is to promote the nuclear family. But, you know, obviously it's, you know, it's not as strong as it used to be. So, you know, what's the point? But yes, I mean, monogamy definitely benefits women far more than it does men. However, you know, monogamy it benefits men to a degree as well, like especially more average guys, because it gives them sexual access. So both parties kind of benefit from it, bro. Yeah. But it's just that, like, and this is why I tell you guys, like, get your money on point, become the best version of yourself so that you don't have to live in the matrix of that. Because once you get to a certain point, you don't necessarily have to adhere to those rules. The difference is only a small percentage of men can break that mold. All right? So, cool. Listen, caller.
Yep. Sorry, caller. You didn't pay at all. 7313.
That's a good point. You know what I'm saying? Stuff that we talk about all the time on the show.
Can I add to what you said?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So what you said about the family, like monogamy helping the family unit, you can also have a healthy family unit with two women.
Yeah, you can. Yes,
and it actually benefits more because one can be a breadwinner and one can be a nurturer and stay at home.
Yeah.
And it does, like what I said before about when people have baby mama drama, instead of having that drama, that kid is growing up with trauma. They're seeing their parents fight. They're seeing their dad have girlfriend after girlfriend after girlfriend and can't keep another woman because their mother is making it difficult.
Yeah.
But if you look at the statistics, a lot of broken families that do, let's say you get a stepmom and a stepfather, a lot of them don't get along. Like, it's always fights. It's always the baby mom and the new woman
because,
are going at it.
Because women are not taught to coexist. Women are taught to compete.
But I'm sorry to cut you off, but even for the kids, too, because it's not always kids that get along with the stepmother, the girlfriend, even if the adults get along.
Yeah, no, big time. Mm-hmm. Big time.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, you know, for sure, I think, you know, because you brought up a good point, like, can you have two mothers in the house raising children? Absolutely. The thing is that, you know, can most guys pull that off? No.
Yeah,
you know, most guys
common.
Don't have the sexual market value to be able to pull that off successfully,
mm-hmm.
where they're going to be assertive and dominant enough to be able to basically have two women following him and deferring to his authority. And then in the West, it's even more difficult because let's be honest,
exactly.
Most women, you know, we talked about it even earlier, a lot of you guys don't want to share. You know what I'm saying? In the West, women are kind of indoctrinated to think, fuck that shit. I'm special. I'm not sharing nobody, which is cool. Not wrong with that. But, that's why so many guys can't pull it off.
Exactly.
So, cool. So between men's ineptitude with female nature and women not wanting to tolerate that and being indoctrinated to feel that they're special,
it's very difficult to pull that off in Western countries. It works in Muslim countries, but let's be honest, a lot of Muslim countries are a little bit less stable with polygamy, you know?
I call it 7313. He's on online wing, I think.
What's up, caller?
It's always good we have a higher IQ panel. What's up, bro?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, salute to you good brothers, Myron, Fresh, Opalaka, Chris, and Big Mo. Congratulations on the 600. All right, question for the ladies. What are your bad habits?
All right, one bad habit, because I want to run through these calls. So we'll start with Lena. One bad habit.
If you do something that makes me mad, I won't talk to you for like a week.
Okay, so you're petty.
Yeah, I really am.
Even if it's your like long term.
I'm super
man.
Anal. I have really bad OCD.
Yeah. What was that?
Super anal. I have really bad OCD.
OCD
really
pertaining to what? Like maybe cleaning or
cleaning, germs, organization. I'm really particular. Like I know exactly where I put and leave my stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
It drives my boyfriend crazy. I'm really always just yelling at him because I want things to be a certain way.
Okay. I see.
Sleeping.
Oh, you sleep too much? Mm-hmm. That's not wrong with that.
Bruh, that is bad.
That's very
bad. Because she misses yacht parties.
No, it was something else. But, but if she sleeps, she can't talk, so it's good.
The guy that can't talk saying she can't. Okay, fantastic. All right, so what about you?
I'm impatient.
Impatient?
Yeah.
Okay. Maya?
I got anxiety. And Zoom in, I got
what?
I got social anxiety.
You anxiety?
Yes, I am anxiety. Yeah, I'm anxious, yeah.
That's why she smokes.
Thank
it
you.
Helps, yeah. Yeah.
All right, she's always so anxiety. Chill, man.
Because
like,
she's
so high,
probably.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
She was smoke, too.
Fair enough.
I think my worst qualities come from me having like depressive episodes, so like I'll just want to isolate myself and not like spend time with someone. And I think that has a lot to do with why I'm so open to sharing, because when I know I need my space, I still want him to be taken care of.
Okay. All right, so you know you understand your weak point is that you can't always be there, and understand that need from the man is going to constantly be there, and you're willing to put your ego aside to appease that.
Of course.
Very interesting. All right, cool. What about you?
I think my biggest is allowing a man to finish talking.
Oh, okay.
My brothers are always telling me, Artie, let me finish first. So
that's what she said.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Cool. Let's hit the next caller. Thank you for calling in, bro. Good question. So now all you guys are going to be able to send something alongside your dick pic when you message them.
All right. 15,
I like when you cut me off, baby girl. Here's a picture of my penis. All right.
1597.
All right, what's up, man? Welcome to Pressure Podcast.
Nigga, you paid. Let's go.
All right,
go on.
Get the word, bitch.
Hey.
All right, no. All right, thank you.
Cool.
The Henny's coming in, I guess. It's creeping in. Nigga, you paid. What the fuck?
Nigga, you paid. What? Be ready.
This guy, bro.
2792.
2792. Unmuted.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
What's up, man?
What's up, bro? What's up, man? What's up, bro?
Hey, I got a big
question.
Yeah,
so this is what you got to do.
This is what you got to do. I can already hear.
Ask a question and mute us in the background.
Okay, can you hear me now? Is it better now?
Yeah. What's your question or point?
So I'm kind of in a bind. So I'm 29, been in a 3-year relationship with my girl. We got a son. Totally blue pill type of shit. She already had a child from a previous relationship. Kind of like you, Myron, I come from a Muslim background, family from the motherland and whatnot. And I'm kind of getting the pressure to marry her from my family and whatnot. And don't get me wrong, she's a cool girl. Nothing wrong, you know, no character flaws or nothing, but I'm just not, I don't want to marry her.
Oh.
And I'm trying to get what you guys' suggestion is. Yeah.
No, go ahead. Finish.
Yeah, I'm from a Muslim background, and I got my family, you know, telling me, you know, I don't already make it this far. I might as well just, you know,
all right, let me summarize.
Being haram
for
and
for the sake of brevity. Let me just summarize for the sake of brevity. 29 years old. You're with a single mom right now. She has a child from another relationship. You've been with her for how long?
3 years.
Okay, and your family's pressuring you to marry her. Is she Muslim herself?
No.
Ooh.
That's not a problem though in Islamic faith. You,
yeah,
you can marry someone else.
Convert,
that's not a big deal.
Whatever.
She don't have to convert either. And yeah, bro. I mean, here's the thing, man. You already answered your own question, bro. Don't fucking marry her. You don't want to do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm at now.
Don't do it. Like, getting married in general is a bad idea, and then getting married to a woman that you don't even feel like getting married to is stupid. If you are going to get married to her, like, to appease your family, because I know what they probably want you to do. They want you to go to mosque and get married. Cool, but don't involve the fucking state, bro, because that way you can at least, like, kill that shit without the state being involved. So if you are going to marry her, you do it only through the confinements of the mosque, no fucking nothing official with the city and state. I don't know where you necessarily live. I'm assuming you live in a first world country. So you need to take extra steps and make sure that the state is not involved. If I were you, I would definitely go talk with a family attorney. And if you are going to marry her, you make sure you do it only through the mosque, nothing else, dude.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is, your family's pressuring you to do it. That means you don't want to do
it. Yeah, you don't really want to do it, so I wouldn't even do it.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work, and keep the shit going, all right? To 1 million,
bro, and she's a single mom, bro. Like, you know, don't do it.
I'm not sure if I mentioned that. I'm not sure if you guys caught it, but we have a son together. He's one.
That's
my biggest dilemma.
If you don't want to marry her, don't do it. You're going to regret it. It's going
to
cost complicated.
Do your best to be a co-parent for the child.
You know what? Since you, because I missed that part that you have a kid with the mom. If you want to have if you want to get married, bro, do it through the mosque only, okay? And honestly, since you don't want to do it, you'd be doing it for your son, because at this point, you know, raising a family in the confinement of marriage is the best way to do it. But make sure you talk with a family attorney where you live. That's what you really need to do. You need to go talk with a family attorney where you live that knows the laws and ordinances and where you are exactly, and then you guys can strategize and figure out a way to do this in a way where if everything hits the fan, she can't destroy you. All right? Talk with a family attorney, pay that fucking money, $200 for a consult, and figure it out.
All right, bro?
With the lawyer.
One last thing. Chris, stop checking on peanut butter, nigga.
All right, nigga. You have kids. I don't, nigga. Be stupid. All right?
All right.
You have kids, nigga. Fuck you. All right.
Damn.
All right. Stoner, you wanted to say something real quick? Go ahead.
No, it was okay. It was a question for the caller, but I think he's off already.
Okay.
No, don't worry. He has kids to take care of.
All right,
the Henny monster coming out.
Yeah, you know it. 5-3-4-1.
Yo, what's up, Fresh and Fit and ladies?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Yo, this is Jason from Brooklyn. I'm an aspiring rapper and game designer. You can find me at JJutsu on SoundCloud. But I just want to ask a question to the ladies. Like, say y'all in a y'all just in a dating phase with a guy where y'all vibing, everything was cool for like I'll say the first two dates. What would make you ghost him the next time?
I would say if the same consistency that you started wither away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If that consistency that you have in the beginning, it's not kind of continuing, then time to go.
Stoner?
I have a question for him. This sounds like a very specific question. Did it happen to you? Is that why you're asking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of think I know the answer to it already.
Okay.
But, I just want to get y'all input on it.
Okay, so since you said it's, like, the beginning phases, you guys are not official, like, girlfriend, boyfriend or anything like that, she probably just saw a quality in you that she couldn't see dealing with long-term. You know, the beginning phases are to get to know someone, and then once you make it official, you're starting to build. Maybe she just saw something in you that she didn't want to build. You know, she didn't want to build with you once she got to know you. But that's not for you to take it bad. Maybe it's something you need to work on, or maybe you just weren't compatible. You need to find another girl.
That was so messy, but
yeah.
In terms of, like, too nice.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
Let me tell you the real way.
Yeah. Rough.
I ain't going to lie. You kind of sound stiff. Like, you don't sound like you're fun. So maybe she didn't want to come back. Maybe the first time getting to know you, okay, she gave that to you. The second time, maybe she thought it would be different. I don't know you, but it just sound like you're stiff. And girls like fun things, you know. We like fun people, fun guys, fun toys. We like fun shit. If you're not fun, then I can't come.
I like that. And, hey, man, just remember the song, bro. Girls just want to have fun. And real quick, guys, you guys know I hate looking at my phone while I'm live on air, and I'm looking right now, and we only got 3.2K likes, but there's 6,000 of you guys in here. And you guys are like the fucking video right now. All right? Because I'll tell you this. Roasting Chris and Fresh is not easy because I don't understand what the responses are. So it's very tough to make a joke back.
Yo.
So like the fucking video right now.
Hey guys, do it.
Yeah, you know why? Because you know it's so long. You can't really even see us either.
Dad jokes. Another dad joke. Yo.
I'm really trying for you, bro. I'm trying.
Yo.
Yeah, Fresh, I can hold you.
Listen, man.
I'm gonna practice in the mirror.
It's hard to diss him, bro. Like...
It's easy. I
got
no,
big nose. No, it's easy. You know, he's holding. He can't swim. Afraid of heights.
Yeah.
Get
you.
You know.
Yeah.
A bomb. You can make a bomb joke. I don't know.
Do some.
Maybe not on YouTube. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very easy.
Yeah. Your head is huge.
Not funny.
All
right. Who's up next? Oh, no. What do you think? What's his mistake here?
Just like she said, you're probably boring. And we don't like boring men. We like to have fun. Like, we want to go see stuff. Like, we want to do stuff. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want to go out on dates. It doesn't have to be expensive. Just be creative. We can walk down the park. We want to go to the store. We want to be with you. Yeah. So we want to do stuff to make it seem fun. Like, just think of a child that you bring to do simple stuff. Think of it childlike.
Grocery shopping.
Yeah, girls, the simplest things makes us happy.
All right.
Mm. She just probably wasn't interested, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you. Just got to move on. Keep all it right. pushing.
She's so heisty. She's so high.
She's so heisty. Okay. All right. What do you think?
I'm going to agree with the ladies. You probably just wasn't.
Shocking.
Wait, what's the original question? Because I feel like we changed the topic.
He said if you go on one or two dates, what would happen in that time that would make you ghost the guy?
Yeah, so I don't want to attack you because I probably did attack you already.
No. Go ahead and attack him. This
question.
Is fucking Fresh and Fit, man. Go ahead. I got the gun cocked. Tell him the truth. Men need to know the truth, bro. We can't live in a Disney fairy tale like this.
It just depends on the woman. It's a number of different things. You know, she could be shallow. She could be not. You could have something easily as not open the door for her, pull her chair. Or it could be a number of different things. Or she probably just didn't see, you know, maybe you didn't agree on a sense of humor, couldn't agree on a joke, or just personalities were different. So it really just depends.
All right,
Lena? I feel like it is what it is. Every girl is not for you. If she didn't text you back after two dates, then, you know, you guys are not compatible. Like, you don't got to, like, pretend to be something that you're not, like, trying to do something out the box that you normally don't do. I just think that she just wasn't the one for you. Yeah, that's about it.
Look, so I'm going to lay it down for you, bro, right?
Yeah.
They've been really nice to you.
Yeah.
Bro, whenever you meet a girl, I'm telling you right now, other guys are in the picture. So you're fighting, in a sense, for her attention as the main guy. That means you can't be lame, you can't be boring, you can't be the guy that's like, oh, baby, da-da. You have to be a man and have leadership. So in this sense, bro, either you were not the man she wanted you to be, and she saw that over two dates, or, for example, you did some weird shit and turned her off completely. I'm just saying, bro, if you want to go long-term to be with you got to come correct. And if you fuck up, cool.
Yo, you know what you did wrong, nigga. What'd you do wrong?
Yeah, that's what I really
did wrong, bro.
What'd you say?
Nah, so check this out. We it was all cool. She, like, when I first met this girl, she was all on me. I'm telling you, like, she was screaming my name in public and shit. She was all over me, crazy. And then, like, the two dates we went on, we went ice skating. We got some food and shit. And
you
it
smashed?
Was all good. It was all romantic and everything.
Oh, you smashed?
And then, like,
you were screaming
I didn't. Like,
that's it. You didn't even smash, bro.
It was definitely another guy in the picture because her friend told
me. There you go.
She was on a break with her boyfriend and they made back up. That's what she
said. Hold on. Just for not one explanation, took her ice skating, went to go eat, and I go chill with her. Bro, you didn't provide any sexual tension that she might have needed. And then guess what? She probably met somebody for the first time or old boyfriend. Give her some good dick. Oh, nigga, I'm out.
No, honestly,
it's not you.
Nah, it's not you. It's for sure her. I'm telling you, she probably was on a break with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend wasn't acting up. He gave you a chance, and they made back up. And
but, hey, listen.
No,
nigga,
I'll tell you this.
Did you even try to smash?
I did. The thing was that the guy she ended up with is a rapper. She is like a famous rapper. She got flew out.
So that's what you like.
Oh, you
it's
fucking little
fool
out, bitch.
It's not you.
That's
not
what you
go
for
what you
like. Like I said earlier.
She was a regular ass girl.
That's what you
think. Honestly, what I think it is this, bro. She used you. Here's the thing. There was a window for you to fuck. It closed too quickly on you because you didn't take initiative and make it happen quickly.
Yeah.
That's what happened. She was going through some bullshit with him.
So
she might have caught him some chick sucking his dick. She's like, oh, fuck that. I'm going to go do my thing. And then your dumbass picture, let's go ice skating. Oh, doing this weird shit. Instead of fucking, you know what I'm saying, with your fucking leg out like this, nigga, like, oh, yeah, oh, fuck yeah. You know? And she's like, oh, this nigga weird.
Yeah,
fuck, I'm going to go back to that rapper that was fucking that bitch. And then next thing you know, it's a dub, it's an L, and the window closed on you, bro. A lot of the times, like, a girl's ready to smash. If you don't capitalize on that point, she's going to take it as a rejection and then go back to a guy that can fucking take the initiative to smash her. While you out here ice skating and balancing on one leg and shit, she's like, man, this nigga's a bitch.
And I guarantee you, once on the face with you, bro, she legit, bro. No, work up. She legit was videoing all that stuff, ice skating with you, having fun with you. And that nigga saw it, yo, fuck that shit. Come out here and see me. Fact. Probably.
Oh, she had no intention on fucking you to begin with.
Yeah, no, it could be no interest either.
Or it could have been that too.
But it's also about the transparency. Does she even know that you even want to talk to her? Like, what's
course.
The game?
Nigga was spinning.
I wasn't good.
You gotta be honest.
Towards me, that said, like, you know, let me try.
Wait, what did you say? We didn't hear you.
Can I give you the best
I
advice?
I wasn't really trying to mess with her. It was her aggressiveness towards me that made me say, all right, let me at least try.
Yeah.
So you really didn't
really
want
feel,
her.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro, you didn't feel bad at that point.
She was probably like, fuck me, nigga. And you're like, no, let's go ice skating.
We can do well.
Rockefeller Center, man. And went ice skating with the fucking Christmas tree in the back, trying to be a romantic to a bitch that's for the streets, man. She probably showed up in Tim's. What the fuck?
Hey, yo, nigga.
Hey, you what up, nigga?
Yeah,
you're like, yo, are you at the ice rink with fucking Tim's? Oh, don't worry, nigga. There's a blade underneath them. I stab people when I need to. I can skate with these. Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, there's certain girls that you gotta know what type of time they're on. Some girls don't deserve certain types of dates, man. You out here fucking taking her dumb ass in Lower Manhattan, Rockefeller, ice skating, all this other fuck shit. What are you doing?
Bro,
and where he said he from?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but that chick, no.
I'd be like Blueface.
What I'm saying?
From? Wait, say that again.
Wendy's 4 for 4.
Oh, all right,
caller. You got to know. Now you know what to do.
All right,
bro. All right,
no more ice skate dates.
Yeah.
I think a big part of it was also that he started off by saying that he's also on SoundCloud. So she's fucking with an established rapper and he's a SoundCloud rapper.
Oh,
so it's like, is she gonna downgrade and like cuff him?
It's not his fault. It's not his fault.
She's
probably
a cloud
chaser.
Yeah. Like, you know that she's already dating a whole bunch of other rappers. Like,
yeah.
So you already know what type of game she's on.
Yeah,
like,
but
what I meant is like, there's nothing else that he could really do, like, to like, you know, satisfy her. Because like, she
exactly.
He said
yeah.
he was from New York,
so
right?
Yeah.
In my advice, there was no aggression in his voice. Aggressive. New York girls like aggressive New York niggas, and he was not aggressive at all.
So you gotta be true to yourself.
Give me a hell
yeah.
You can't
go for girls like that,
right?
Nah, but in New York, like if you're not aggressive, how are you doing? Like, what are
you
doing?
You ice skating? Hell no, you're not aggressive. Just fuck it. Fuck it. Just doing the ice.
Wait, how the hell you can be a dog ice skating? Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I skate with you. I don't judge. Thugs
need
skating too.
No, but Icy, that was a very good pickup there.
Wait,
Icy. Specifically, sorry, not Icy.
Whoa.
Anyway, yeah, Stoner. Sorry, my bad. I forgot that Icy's the one that's stoned right now. My bad. Stoner, what I was saying was that's a good catch because I want the guys to know this too.
Yeah.
If you get with a girl and her ex or another guy that she's talking to does what you do.
But better,
that's going to be an automatic L in your column. And you're going to have to overcompensate in another way. So, like, let's say a chick is an NBA player, but you play D-League. it's going to be tough, bro, because you guys compete in the same exact arena. So she's going to know, okay, this nigga's NBA, this nigga's NBDL. You know, and that's just one example.
And
your second
another
option.
Thing is, I feel like merch. I feel like SoundCloud rappers have a bad, like, what could you say?
Rep.
Yeah, like a bad rep.
Nowadays,
because,
they do.
If you're, like, 29, a girl is going to be like, oh, he's just a SoundCloud rapper. He doesn't know when to quit. And a lot of girls are not going to see your vision until you're popping. So it's just like, you know, maybe right now, like how Myron advises guys, just focus on yourself until you blow up more.
Yeah. Double. Yeah. Or don't lead with the music route, especially to a girl that is dating a
high
higher level rapper. You know what I'm saying? Because that you don't want to like, and I know this sounds fucked up, like for me to tell you guys this, but women are hypergamous guys. So if she's with a guy that does what you do and he does it at a higher level than you, it's probably better for you to not use that and use one of your other traits or skills or abilities that you have as like one of your, you know, main points to focus on, if that makes sense. Because it is going to put an L in one column for you. You're basically starting with a handicap if you lead on that foot.
But also as well regarding this as well, it's just your turn, bro. So if you can – and you get a chance in there, just know what it is. Like, just if you can.
He had a window, bro, and he fucked it up.
Go for it.
Real talk, he had a window. He did not present that aggressive attitude that she probably wanted that the other guy had. He took her ice skating, and then she's like, this nigga's a bitch.
Yeah, he only said 2 dates.
Yeah.
Damn. So the first one or the second one was ice skating off rip. The dude, like, that's just random. I don't know.
Yeah.
Got to practice ice skating with that
you
kid on ice skate.
Sorry, go ahead, Icy. So I mean, Maya.
It's because of ice in the word. But
yeah.
I want to say
it's just like, you know, like ice skating was a terrible day. Terrible. I don't care where you live.
Why?
That was
it's
a terrible first 2 days.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Like,
he probably wanted to be this.
Ladies, remember, the goal is sex, not to impress you.
Right, but the type of girl.
For the purposes of having sex.
The type of girl you want to skate on ice, you said got flued out by a rapper. Like,
exactly.
Yo, you're not gauging your females correctly. You need to put them in a certain category.
Thank you.
You know, a flued out bitch. Maybe she wanted to go to the mall and go shopping. Maybe she wants a nice restaurant. That's her vibe. You can tell.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
Maya, thank you.
There you go.
Yep.
All right,
cool.
We got the next caller, 3433.
Yo, what up? Fresh and Fit, Jay Smooth from Mississippi.
Jay Smooth in the building.
Come on.
All day. Hey, man, I know it's been a minute, bro. I've been kind of working lately, so shit. I haven't been having the opportunity to catch y'all live.
You good, bro? You good?
Yeah, it's all good, man. What's your comment or question, man? Let's try to keep it quick so we can get through everybody. Well, not we won't get everybody, but.
All right. I got a quick question for you, Myron. How do you feel about the carnivore diet as far as losing weight?
Oh, bro. There's many ways to skin a cat, man. The best thing to do is skin a cat in the most sustainable way. So fat loss always comes down to a calorie deficit. Whether you get there through keto, traditional diet restriction, if it fits your macros, you know, vegan, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. The end goal is you need to hit your calorie number regardless of how you get there. It's really irrelevant, bro. Like, so if you want to do a carnivore, you can. I'm not too much of a fan of carnivore because I think you need to eat vegetables and fruits. You need to have a fucking balanced diet. You know,
right,
because it's going to be very difficult to get essential micronutrients from only eating meat. So, yeah, man. I mean, you know, I say me personally, I go off if it fits your macros. 80-90% of my diet is, you know, from your wholesome, you know, non-refined foods. And then the other 10-20% is variance. You know, if you want to have a slice of pizza here or there, whatever you fit into your calories, you'll be fine. Because at the end of the day, energy balance dictates weight loss. Simple. Cool.
Right. That's what I was thinking, because I just heard of that, like, this week, and I did a little research on it. I was like, man, I don't know about this. Hell, I'm going to ask Myron about it.
I'll just end it here. All these fat diets, the reason why, you know, keto, carnivore, all this shit, is because it's retard proof. If you tell the average American, hey, you can't eat carbohydrates anymore, you can only eat meat, or you can only eat a diet based on, you know, food that was around 10,000 years ago with the paleo diet, it's going to inadvertently put 99% of Americans in a calorie deficit because you're taking away a whole food group that is responsible for most of the obesity. Does that make sense? It's retard proof.
Yeah.
But if you have the ability and the discipline to understand, let me just count my calories, you can eat the same shit and be okay, especially if most of your food comes from non-processed, minimally processed foods.
Yeah.
Cool?
Okay. Right.
Drink
water? All right. Well, that's
going
to take
most
of
your stuff. All right, man.
What's that?
All right, bro. All
right. 5192. All right. 5192.
Hey, you guys can hear me?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I got a question for the ladies, I guess. It's about if they can see themselves having a happy home, because that takes work, right? Yeah. And, you know, life is a marathon, right? So eventually you're going to want a happy home. And it takes doing as well, right? So package deal, a lot of girls say, what the... I want a guy who's got this, 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 and he's already got that the other time, because I don't want to work too much, right? Establishing stuff, but if you guys want a happy home, it takes work, right? Mm-hmm. So is that something you guys see for yourselves?
Yeah.
And do you have what it takes right now, or are you willing to work for it? Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, I think so.
It's universal, yes.
In all honesty, I feel like the main source is... For your family, if you want happiness, you guys have to truly work together. And when you are going through bad things, you need to have something to fall back on. What do you believe in?
Oh, sorry. He's
call
he's
gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah. We'll take two more calls and then chats.
Yeah.
All right.
It's already,
yeah, it's getting late.
All right.
Shit, yeah. Yeah, we got to do the thing with Coach.
Mm. All right, so let's take 1 second. Last one chat. Can make sure he's paying.
Or we can hit the chats first, Chris, if that's easier for you.
Let's hit 4069.
Okay. 4069, then we're gonna get the chats up.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, how y'all doing? Quick question. Well, first of all, congratulations on the 600K. Well deserved. You're actually saving a lot of lives out here, no cap. But we got four platforms.
Mm-hmm.
There's YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and OnlyFans. I want to ask the ladies, if you only had to get rid of two, which one would you get rid of and why?
What was the options?
Instagram, YouTube, OnlyFans, and TikTok.
What about Facebook? Take off OnlyFans, take off TikTok.
See, the point of me asking this question, I'm trying to actually make a point. You know, I need to know where everybody's head is right now.
Yeah,
so, it needs to be quick.
What about you?
Like, I'm talking about, like, not even if you use it. I'm just talking about, like, if it never existed at all. Like, you had to get rid of two of them out of that list of four. Which one would you pick?
So you said OnlyFans.
Instagram,
TikTok, and YouTube?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know how to answer that because I know how to monetize off of all four of them. So
which
I couldn't
would you,
imagine.
Which
you
take off two.
Yeah, two you
I would
take off.
Say, okay, this might be surprising, but I would say OnlyFans
Color,
because of
my... Yo, yeah, mute this thing.
Gotcha.
Guys, mute your YouTube in the background, please.
Yeah, OnlyFans because, okay, the reason why I feel that way, a lot of people are probably confused. I personally feel that a lot of people who prior to the pandemic would look down on porn and porn stars and making certain type of content during the pandemic, things got a little bit tough and their morals switched up and they started doing porn, and that messed up the market for people who always wanted to do it, like myself. Because prior to the pandemic, I used to charge $100, $150 per 1 minute video. Mm. Now I have significantly less people who want to pay that because you could pay $5.99 and see a whole other girl's OnlyFans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, we talked about that with Selena. She became a millionaire in 3 months during the pandemic.
Yeah.
From OnlyFans. So okay, so you what are the two? So you would get rid of.
I would only get rid of OnlyFans because of what it did to the marketplace for sex
and
workers. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm leaning towards TikTok because I don't use it and I don't understand it. But I also understand that there's a marketplace for it.
Okay.
And that it's like just the way that technology is going. Everything has to advance. First there was Facebook, then Instagram.
Okay.
The next thing is TikTok.
Okay. Cool. Maya, what about you? What two would you get out of? You got YouTube, OnlyFans, Instagram,
TikTok.
I would say OnlyFans and Instagram.
Oh, really? Okay, you'd give up your Instagram.
Yeah, because I make money through TikTok, through my music, and YouTube, people see my music videos. Instagram is I have a whole website. I don't give a damn about that Instagram.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. So?
TikTok and OnlyFans because I don't use them.
Okay. I see.
Instagram and OnlyFans.
Okay.
Instagram and OnlyFans.
Okay. I'm surprised. I thought the girls would have dropped YouTube.
Yeah.
Nah, I think YouTube has the most value. I think YouTube has the most value out of all four of them.
It's true. Yeah,
you can learn anything
right
on YouTube.
I'm surprised. Well, no. Well, I thought, here's the thing, though. YouTube is a male-dominated platform. That's why I'm surprised that the women would wanted to keep YouTube.
I have my own YouTube.
You can learn anything on YouTube.
You learn anything.
Make a video.
How to cook, how to do something.
It's a fact. Mm-hmm. YouTube is male-dominated.
Really?
Yeah. YouTube is male. Is dominated by male viewership. Yeah.
Well,
the biggest
channels
are family
channels and makeup videos.
Yeah,
that's
what
I mean.
It can be male-dominated, but it's still providing all the videos I need.
There's
a lot of stay-at-home moms that have a lot of...
Yeah, you could double-check, but, bro, remember, like YouTube is more like how to do things and like informative. Like women prefer like entertainment. Like
they
prefer
have
fiction.
Video.
Netflix, bro.
But that's not all women because
yeah,
I prefer
the new TV is
YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube is still male dominated.
Regardless if it is, I mean, a lot of women still use it.
Yeah, they still use it. Okay. Yeah. So I'm just surprised because I thought you guys would drop YouTube first. But okay. Mm-hmm. And then what would you drop, Lena?
OnlyFans.
Okay.
Because I need my YouTube and
okay.
my TikTok.
Okay.
And Instagram?
I looked it up. It's more female than male.
Yeah, because
there's a lot of stay-at-home mothers.
I was watching a Jordan Peterson interview recently on Rogan. He was saying how
men
it's male dominated.
It's a lot of stay-at-home mothers. A lot of women love making content, doing vlogs. A lot of guys like to see that.
I would also say men are not that social to be having YouTube strictly just about themselves.
It's either
like women
stuff
do.
Like this or sports.
I know girl communities are really high on YouTube, and
they're
big.
Yeah,
family channels, gamers. Gamers too as well. So
yeah.
All right.
Well, they're saying in the chat that I'm right that it's men. But I will double check because I was watching that interview and he was saying it's male dominated.
I mean, you could Google.
You talking about viewers or are you talking about content creators?
I think you're right.
You're probably talking. Sorry to cut you off. You're probably saying there's more female content creators and you're saying there's more male viewers.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying both.
Oh, I don't know.
There's a lot of guys that don't want to hold cameras.
Okay, moving forward.
Yeah. Okay, what, next person?
No, chats.
Oh, chats now? All right, so, okay, I'll look this up later. All right. Event Simmons, Fresh, if you did 3 back-to-back 72-hour fasting regimens, you would lose the fat on your face and actually look your age.
Damn.
Thank you, man.
thank you. All wag penis. Question for the table, does flying a girl out make you a simp?
No.
To you, to fly your wife out, not some random girl.
But if you're single and you want to fly women out, that is
you're dropping $600 to fly what girl out?
I mean,
I ain't
taking
that.
I don't think
that's
if you're doing that, man.
Better be popping.
The angry man, $20. There's no such thing as a platonic male friend. That's a one-way street. If any of them offered their male friend a bun, he's gone. Yep, for sure. Chris Haley, congrats on y'all 600K subs. White shirts next to Fresh. Oh, my God. She speed all day. Oh, and SJ, man, gorgeous women. Okay, thank you so much, bro. And then what we got here? We got
Let's go over here.
Daniel Tucker, FNF with the Angry Man. I'm looking forward to the show. Make it happen, FNF. Okay. Erwin and Tian, quick question. You're in a relationship 2 year plus, and he never told you he had a vasectomy. He's a provider. Do you end the relationship?
Yes, he a liar.
Okay.
I know my friend. She didn't end it.
Hold on, I stand corrected. I think it's more men. Because that one article says women, but 3 more say men.
Yeah.
Okay.
The women dominate TikTok, the shorter form content.
Sure.
But YouTube is the one like social media platform that is dominated by men. Instagram, too, is dominated by women. Well, Instagram is a little bit closer. But
men is 56%, women is 44% on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, it's not that much of a difference,
it's
but
it's
more, I mean, it is significant because you know there's a big difference between 56 and 44 from a statistical standpoint, but it's still fairly close.
Yeah.
Abel, $20. Y'all changed my life and helped me to take care of myself and level up. Like the damn video, FNF and City Boys. All right. Centurion Fitness, ladies, do you actively look for any clues at the guy's crib to see if he be smashing other girls before you hairs in the bathroom, a hidden brush, etc.
Dog, bro. That's the worst,
bro. It's the worst.
They'd be like, yo, I need to use your bathroom.
Nah, nigga. They don't need to talk.
All right, you know what?
What?
Look at your cabinet.
What?
Two brushes.
In your bathroom.
We talked about this on another podcast, but you know what? This is a good learning point for the guys. What do you look for when you go in a man's house? Where are you going to look? And then what are you looking for? Shoot.
I'm looking in cabinets. The cabinets.
Food cabinets or medicine cabinets?
Both. Like when if he leaves the room and I'm there by myself, I'll just look, like, you know, just to see what he has.
Okay. Well, why is that?
Just to know, like, if you have, like, fruit snacks for, like, kids or, like, you know, baby formulas or, like, you know, tampons and stuff for women. I'm like, why would you have that?
Wait, why would you have a tampon in the cabinet?
Because you might have a girl that lives with you.
Yeah, you never know. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. You might have a girl.
All right, what about you?
I'm not really looking.
Are you in a relationship?
No, right. But I mean, even if I was, like, dating or what, I'm not looking for, like, you know, I'm not
easy for
you
to say when you got a boyfriend. Okay, let's continue on. I see, what are you looking for?
I'm not looking for shit, but I'm a peep it. If I peep it, it's, you know, I take a mental note, like, okay. And it makes me, like, distance myself with you. Type shit.
Actually, I see. What you looking for, like, male toys?
What?
From your past experience?
Yeah, like.
Does not make that happen again?
Vaseline.
He said Vaseline.
All
right.
Dolphin.
Dolphin, what are you looking for?
I just look to look.
Okay. You just nosy.
Yeah.
All right. You just look to look. Open in the fridge and shit.
Yo, right? Yo, she's Jamaican.
Here,
that makes a lot of sense.
You need to change your air filter.
Walter nosy.
Hey, you need to say, you know what I'm saying? You need to change your air filter. How the fuck do you know that? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
My allergies acting up.
Yeah. Maya, what about you? What? Because I want the guys to learn, guys. That's why. So what are you looking for? And where are you looking? What are you looking for?
Well, let me say something. I don't look. If I see it, I seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do. I don't do this on purpose, but sometimes I forget stuff. So if I see my item is still in the same place, it would make me think that you didn't have no females over because you would have moved it or you would have put it away.
That's smart.
I love an orange at a guy's house, something that you could eat and get rid of. It was still there. My lip gloss was still there. My brush, same spot. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you know what's funny? So,
I think like what the other girl said, I kind of don't look because I'm not one to like really care about like, oh, I can't share or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I do notice, like, I think the number one things that girls leave behind is eyelashes and hair ties.
Yeah,
I think we could all agree on that because we'll come home tired, just like throw it down or like, if you forget a hoop earring, you know, hair ties, those are like the three number one things that I think girls always forget.
Okay.
All right. Honestly, like, I don't look for anything because I'm not trying to invade anybody's space. But what I
do,
I ask you, let's say you're in the house, you're in the guy that you're dating house, and, you know, you're going to spend the night. You ask him, hi, like, I don't have anything, but do you have something? If he has something feminine, any female, anything, hair ties, hair showers, silk, anything, he's cheating. He has multiple girls because he's already been doing this.
But
that's the question. Because usually if you ask me, say, I don't have anything, you know that.
Does that nigga have a bunch of toothbrushes?
If he has toothbrushes, he has
female
products, all that stuff, then you already know what time it is.
Don't,
like, someone could have left it from, like, the
so
past.
You know what time it is. Like, hey.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know.
I will say this. Having makeup remover is fucking pretty impressive, though.
Detailing.
Yeah, that, or if you have, well, not like, real makeup remover. You're like, what the fuck?
Like the wipe.
It's just
kind
of, no, I have edge control for you.
Oh, you got edges, buddy.
Exactly. Like,
So, anyway, that's a whole other thing.
All
right, cool. Jay Martin, Fresh looks like The Rock if he was dripped in dark chocolate and didn't give a shit about his physique.
I'm crying. Damn.
Oliver Tabusta, Fresh, who is the black girl you smashed in the yacht? Is it Lena? If it is, respect.
Bro,
why is that
saying
me? That's weird.
They want to see y'all fuck.
No,
because
you were on the yacht one time with him.
Yeah,
that's why. And he said that I had a black girl there. There's another one. I don't think she's ever been on the show.
Chill out, bro.
Kai, so Fresh, when they don't hear you stutter, is that before or after you get in the Lambo? Okay.
Like,
there you
I
go.
can't. understand because they'll hear me talk, and I do stutter, but they don't hear it. It's like
they lying.
You don't stutter that bad. I promise
you. Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
the way people making
but
it seem,
they don't notice it though. Like,
yeah,
like,
I never knew
it,
until
man.
They talk about it so much, and I'm like, okay, maybe because there's people that are way more.
Yeah.
Way.
I think when I'm off camera, I don't do it that much because like I'm just like, feeling the vibe, whatever. But like, when I'm here, I'm like, oh shit. No, no.
I think you speak regular.
Yeah.
I think these girls be lying. I think you got an accent.
Like, trust
it's a little
me.
Accent in
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Someone yeah. that stutter is a... You
this is a perfect
know.
Example of women just lying to make you feel better. Listen to this nigga on audio only. You don't hear the stutter. Fuck out of here, man. You guys fucking
it's
over here lying all over the place. What the fuck are you guys talking about, man? Like, stop lying.
He does.
Levels. Bro, this is why you can never take
There's
female
levels.
Criticism, bro.
There's levels.
They're going to keep you in mediocrity,
hey,
man.
Listen,
no,
no, they, not they,
I get what you're saying, though. Because I don't really... Even in my vlogs, I don't stutter that much.
Hey, fresh out of
left. It's only here, bro.
More,
edited, man.
More jewelry on him.
Problem.
I don't edit shit, nigga.
Have, like, the more jewelry, the less stutter he has.
All right, let's continue on. Captain Neff. Hey, FNF, I'm 18 and just started watching real estate videos in Hooli.
Holy.
A lot of money being made, by the way. Free Joe, okay?
Yeah.
Devin Stronger, y'all are great. I've been saying young men need educated, I think he means,
that's
need to be educated. And how to interact with women. My dad never taught me anything and never had a role model like that. You do God's work for real. Yeah, absolutely.
Aww.
But most guys are not going to teach you how to deal with women properly.
Kai,
I found out why women like imps so much or simps. It's because they also sit when they pee, so they don't ever have to worry about putting a seat down. Okay.
Oh,
Brandon's rocking. Two questions for the ladies. What is your definition of a real man, and do you have what it takes to keep him? That's a very long-winded question, my friend. Let's run through everything else. Big male. Wild story today. I was debating with this 304 about how loud 304s are unattractive. I told her women are to be seen, not heard. Later, she threw the pipe. She understood the assignment. Now she's frying chicken. Crazy way to end my B-day. Don DeMarco. Absolutely, bro. Sometimes being honest works.
Don DeMarco.
The last thing I told my ex after we broke up was, at least we're still cousins.
Well, yeah.
What?
That was probably someone from Chris's
from
family. Jay Lawrence. Chris is funny as hell 90% of the time. Then there's that 10% where he creeps everyone the hell out, talking about a kung fu grip on his junk
yeah.
and family relations. Yes.
Hey,
Chris
listen.
Definitely.
Hey, yo, if she has weak grip, she's out.
Oh, you touch my
la-la-la.
What? Like, 10 minutes, right? How the fuck? You don't grab a guy's dick. Okay. I'm like, bitch, grab my shit. I'm telling you how to grab my shit. You got shit.
Not to you by Hennessy.
Listen, like, don't be a... You know what?
Oh, you touch my ta-la-la.
Google Translate for Fresh and Chris. Google app crashes. $20. Caller 9151. Did we call? Talk to him?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Miami School District is on a hunt for a stuttering ex-teacher. They found out he's a misogynist, made women strippers instead of teaching. On a side note, Chris, my man, don't leave the studio tonight. You had too much honey.
Damn.
Hey, what is, man?
Dennis McKinney, please put a million CEO single women on the cast. See how she thinks about her life advantages and disadvantages to a single million-dollar man. Question, do the ladies really see money or the man first nowadays? I think it means you see the money first, the man. We talk about that all the time, man. The Clown World's MLK, congrats on 600K FNF for life. Ayo, Chris, word on the streets is whenever you stand next to dark-skinned girls, Reese's files a lawsuit.
Think about peanut butter.
All right. ZX12, congrats on 600K. Any way y'all could connect me with the owner op who called from Tennessee, 1045 to 1050 night. I'm looking to get in that line of work. I DM Mo and Chris my contact info. Go look. Yeah, that's Smooth. He's talking about Smooth, right?
Yeah, the Tennessee guy.
A moment of silence for the deaf FNF listeners. That closed caption between Fresh and Chris will be nothing but consonants. Consonants. TikTok is not a social media platform. It's a documentary into the insanity of the modern woman. Okay,
sure.
Thank you. And that's from Jay Martin. How many more do we got, Chris?
Oh.
No. Okay. Well, because we're reading 29. Okay. Question for ladies. Are you wife material? If you are, what makes you a wife? If not, what are you doing to become a wife? Side note, best part of panel, women, great choice for 600K, only missing Miss Albania. Hashtag FNF and forehead. We got to start wrapping things up, man, because we got the interview with CRP here soon, and the ladies got to get going. TSK907, Fresh, us 92 guys, we turned 30 this year. So for you, what you got planned, man?
Honestly speaking, bro, I don't know. It's going to be something crazy, though, so stay tuned for it.
All right.
I don't know yet.
Cool. And then where are we at?
Give me a second.
And guys, do me a favor, bro. We're not even at 4K goddamn likes, and there's around almost 6,000 of you guys watching live. So do me a goddamn favor and like the video. All right? $20 from Nate Car Review. Steph is cold on YouTube would be great to have on the show. He is one of the great content creators on RP and the Manosphere. He did a great video. Okay. Number one, yes, Steph is going to be here at the end of the month. So don't worry. He will be here. And so will FedEx Fearless, MJ Get Right, and Austin Dunham. We got y'all. And the March. We're thinking probably around right around March 31st. Okay. So shout out to them. You will see them here in the studio. $20 from Kai. If she says, you feel me, this, that, and the third, or asks me questions, I'm blocking her. I don't speak Walmart. Okay? Slow jam. It's a no with the grills, not lady like Lena licks lips. Question for the ladies. Marriages were arranged in the past. Do you think we should do the same thing, present day or not? The answer to that is no.
No
girl's ever going to allow, like, bro, women fought. Feminism exists literally, and that was one of the biggest things that they wanted to get rid of was arranged marriages. It's to the point where a woman would rather work herself to death and get her own job than be with a lower slash mediocre man. That's the reality. That's why women are independent. They're independent of losers. Maya looks like that's what it is. Maya looks like if the Count from Sesame Street owned a chain of 24-hour fitness gym. Thank you, Jay Martin. James NYCGK. Big up to Mo dropping the Henny to POG. Merch gang gang.
Hey,
okay.
James.
Old Disney on ice nigga. Okay. Roast another dude. We got Salam FNF. Congratulations, 600K. To a million beyond, saw this 31-year-old mom at FedEx and wanted to ask her to join me for my B-Day in Myrtle Beach in April. How would I approach her on that? Say, what's up? My name is. Nice to meet you. You become Eminem, motherfucker. Steve Evans. Song, hi, my name is.
What?
Yeah. My name is.
Yeah.
Who? My name is. My name is Peanut Butter.
I will say this. When Chris said that, chicka, chicka, that sounded very natural. Steve Evans, 50 bucks. I learned about that. Can I use your bathroom so I can scoop through your house scam from a couple of weird aunts and uncles when I was a kid? Congrats on 600K, and thanks for all the great content. And, guys,
thank you
so much for all donations.
We got a show.
Yeah,
with
Coach Red Pill.
Coach Red Pill right now, actually, in like 20.
Literally 30 like minutes.
And quick, last thoughts, ladies, or no?
Yeah. Let's start with Quartine.
You're at 14. I'm
sorry. Yo, I'm crying.
Go ahead.
Final thoughts.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your 600K.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But tell them about you. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Guys, I sell yachts. I am located in Miami. If you guys are interested in a 90-foot yacht, it's a top deck, lower deck, everything. It's so big, guys. Even if you guys want to come, like, it's like literally the best thing ever. $4,000 up to 13 people for 4 hours. Full day is $7,000. It's amazing. It's a luxurious yacht. If you guys are interested, just DM me. HORTENEA. I will hook you guys up personally. So I work directly with the owner himself. Let me know, guys.
I used to work with her, so I know that it's true. And I'm friends with the owner of the yacht, and it's like a dope-ass yacht. So
cool.
So a lot of rappers, a lot of nice, fun people, you know. So experience it, guys. I would love for you guys to come on and actually genuinely enjoy yourselves.
All right. Head her up on Instagram. Icy, last thoughts? And Icy. Stoner. my bad.
High though, so,
it's tough, man, because I'm like, because I remember she's high and then stoner. I gotta flip it around.
Yeah, 420.
Yeah. So, because all the latest Instagrams are below. So, last up on the show.
It's just good to be back. Thank you for having me back.
Cool.
I have a question, but I'm gonna save it for next time because you guys don't have that much time.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah.
Normally this should be fresh. That's rushing the show. But for once, I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's a question that I feel like you would find high substance, but we'll do it next time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Shout out to Kyle at my job, Kyle the Gangster. Also, I fuck with Fresh and Fit the long way, the hard way, the fun way. Okay. Check out my music, please. Check out my music videos. I spend a lot of time and money and creative vision doing that shit. It's
drop the website,
fun.
Damn it. You never do this.
My website is www.slwjmz.net, not .com. Nope. Some Chinese nigga bought that off me a few years ago. Now my shit is .net. Okay, slwjmz.net.
Wow.
.net.
I'm crying.
Yes. .net. Legends. .net.
We buy your shit all day.
And
canceled.
And canceled.
Canceled.
Great show.
Don't be.
All right.
Profound.
I think. All right, girls, if you want to come on the show, help Dollface. If you know her, boom, next.
Or Icy.
Well, she's next.
Damn, can I talk today?
Shit. I mean, shit. I mean,
we gave you opportunities, man.
I mean,
you over here like,
yo.
Nah, I'm just quiet. It's been like a 2-hour drive trying to get over here. Anyway,
yeah, she is right.
My last thoughts. It's congratulations to you guys. I saw when we hit 600K. Another thing, go ahead and get my merch. Streamlabs. I think it's She's So Icy TV. Yeah.
Nice. You got merch?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
I created it myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm just pushing my own little shit out. And yeah, follow my Twitch, She's So Icy TV, and my Pokemon page so we can talk some shit.
Oh.
And your top six?
We're not doing that, but bitches, if you want to come on to the show, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I got y'all.
All right.
Okay, so I want to say congrats on the 600K. I want to thank you guys for having me here. I had a great time.
First time.
And I want to shout out my girlfriend inviting me.
You had a great time? You didn't get triggered?
No.
No, she probably wondered.
She's like, Myron, it's sausageness, Myron.
I'm like really not. I'm Aquarius. I'm really nonchalant. Not
Wait,
really a, bothered. Like
Aquarius? So it's Myron.
Me too.
Who?
Spongebob.
Oh, that's what's up.
Gay! All right. Cool.
It was a good time. I had a good time. Well, damn.
That's a
right?
That was perfectly fucking timed, man. Hold
on. Oh, wait, can I add something? I'm sorry, I forgot.
All right, finish your thing and then.
I was done.
Oh, you're done? Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, damn. All right.
Yeah.
But
I know a lot of your fans have been hitting me up about a certain something that we did not discuss today. So follow
all right, go
my
ahead. Take time.
All I have to say is I don't have any hate towards her. Anyone that really did believe the whole story, how she said it, needs to work on their critical thinking skills. We were friends. It was a miscommunication. And that's all it is. I don't have any hate for her.
All right, cool. All right, so
fair enough.
But I was going to plug in my Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah,
it's down below, but go
yeah,
ahead.
I was going to say I'm going to post my favorite response that one of your fans sent me when I leave from here. But, yeah, my Instagram now is thickstoner, T-H-I-K-K, period, stoner, 420.
Okay.
All right. Yo, guys, thank you so much for the support, man. We appreciate it greatly. We're going to be back here in about less than 30 minutes.
Hello. If you stay to the end, man.
Damn.
Regarding the interview we did earlier, I'm going to say two words. Say.
They might catch it.
That's a great way to end it.
I'm sure it didn't work this time. It was low at the beginning, and I got a headache this time. Was it? You felt that way too? It was loud, right?
Also, not just in the bathroom.
All right, girls. Good job tonight. For 3 hours. Friday night. All right, ladies, your phones. Mo, if you want to give them the bag of phones.
I like this one. Hey,
Kim,
who's this for?
Is that me? No, Mo, turn the music, you can.
No, you can take the whole bag.
Oh, Myron, your fans are calling me back.
Oh, can I have some?
Oh, that's
fine.
Is that booty or...
Well,
can we take a picture?
Oh, you want to?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I don't care.
Oh.
You want a picture with me? I don't care.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like, we need to go.
I'm gonna have to go because you have another show.
Yeah.
But the question that I has to do with like, you don't know. Okay, so you know how like
it's all on now.
Thank you.
No, but it's like thought and then talking
is one thing, man. I'm talking
as fuck, man. Well, Mo, where you at, man?
Right
here. Did you guys catch the event?
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but...
Yeah.
So, that's it. Yeah, it's hard to spot, right?
Does he have the link? Does he have the link? The link to join?
No. I'll send it to you. Actually, you know what? It's on Telegram, bro. Send it to him on Telegram. It's in the chat.
Oh, yes?
Not in the chat, but you're gonna see his conversation in the Telegram. Just give him the StreamYard link and tell him we're set up now.
Hello? I just finished the podcast. I got my podcast here right now, actually.
And then I always hang up the thing.
I got another podcast here as well.
On the anchors.
You got less.
Huh?
I think you got less. Did some of the hangers break off?
Nah, no, you'll come in later.
You got to just start from 12 or backwards.
Or like dress or like... classic. I go to VIP, but I won't be there till like maybe 2. Alright, cool. Appreciate it.
Yo, did you guys see Maya's grills or anything?
Yeah, in the cup.
It's in the cup by the sink. It's in the cup by the sink. Yeah, you come back up, yeah. Tomorrow.
My other friend is this one.